Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 55 degrees.
W8FU. Good morning, W8FU. W8RCY waving a hand. Good morning. Oh, man. So, going to be up there today. Got my shorts on. Going to be outdoors all day. Outdoors doing work? Work fun? Or are you home doing work around the house? No, outdoor day job. So, an annoying seatbelt buzzer. I need to buckle my belt.
Is it too early to ask where all the white women are at?
I saw them. They were walking their children to school.
And if I could tell you a family secret, we're Dutch.
So did you get my message about sector equipment?
Yeah, yesterday I was all over the damn state and driving all day, so I didn't really get, I wasn't watching Slack much, but I did see it.
Okay, no rush, but Anthony seems to think he runs into that kind of stuff every now and again, so I figured if we could let him know the ones in particular you're having trouble finding, he can keep his eye peeled.
Okay. Michelle made me some eggs, and I came downstairs to sit at my desk. I have 12 hours left till I hit my 40, so it's only Wednesday.
Oh, that pesky phone. You try ignoring it, but...
I've ignored it already this morning 3 times. I'm like, you know what, I finished work after 1 a.m. I'm not going to answer phones until I feel like I want to.
All right, I got to make a phone call, figure out where these electricians are. See if I got time to go run and get a Starbucks while I'm waiting. I'll be back. W8F. W8RCY, clear.
NAKPP.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 61 degrees.
KCAPDK Chester.
KCAPDKKGO sounds good.
Well, I would hope. I'm standing right in front of the machine.
I just drove by you.
Yeah, today is the day of multiple sites and everything like that. All right, I'm going to get back to working. We'll talk to you soon. KCAKJO, KCAPDK, I'll be clear after your final.
Don't work too hard. Chat you later. 7-3 KCAKJO, clear.
NAKPP Mobile.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees.
This is Whiskey 8, Echo Oscar, W8EO, East Lansing. W8EO and T0Y, I heard you had. Hey man, this is like luxury. Very cool, I'm just checking out the repeaters here, over.
Sure, yeah, which one are you into?
I'm on KT8IFI in Lansing, and it's just gangbusters.
Okay, BK, I'm into OBU.
N8 OBU, NT0Y, and W8EO. How goes it today, sir?
Yeah, Jason, this is Dave KGVK. I am on OBU's repeater, that's all I said. So I trust that you guys are sounding great. Now you're on different inputs.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, Dave. I only heard the tail end of what you said, apparently. Yeah, you know what? Ed, you sound like we're on the same repeater. I mean, loud and clear. I actually would not be able to tell it was linked.
What is your input, 575? Let's see. Yeah, I'm not sure if, yeah, 149575 input, yeah. That's what I'm at.
Just trying to figure out how to get this into the YAESU for the memories. Over to you, Jason.
Yeah, I think this is going to work out very nicely. It's, you know, the N8OBU repeater down there in Dansville easily covers all of Lansing, and then there's the luxury of having the Lansing repeater as well. Maybe that one will get further west, I don't know, but it seems like the coverage area for this will definitely more than work out temporarily while we get things fixed up. And really appreciate Mike coming back to my emails and allowing us to do this. So the other test will be at some point today. I'm going to hook the Echo Link up to it and make sure that's all working, and gangbusters on three different fronts. Over to you, David.
Yes, KGVK. Yeah, well, anything is better than what we have, you know, right now on top of the building. That is, yeah, virtually not usable, as I think we all know. So, yeah, you're sounding good, Ed. You have the same problem I do. Once I get something programmed, I say, oh, yeah, I can remember how to do that. Until the next time I need to do it, and then I say, well, where did I keep the manual, you know? So I just went through that yesterday a little bit. Yeah, those other repeaters, Jason, that, UV, and I think UV is the better one for me. I'm trying to remember now, but I'm not sure what the purpose of those repeaters are offhand. You can fill me in on that. Go ahead, Ed. I think he's still programming that repeater, Jason. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the other thing is that KD8 IFI, the Lansing 440 there, has a super long tail on it for some reason, so I want to say it's almost in the neighborhood of like 7 to 10 seconds. It's a lot, so some people might be waiting for that to clear if they're off of that particular repeater also. Are you going to be around a little bit later for testing the Echolink by any chance? And same to you, Ed, when you get done with your programming.
Yeah, I'll be around. Just give me send me a text or a call or whatever, and I'm around to put the connectors on, but we had to change the date to tomorrow, and we're also going to meet with Dan from infrastructure, and we're going to go upstairs and look at that pipe in the ceiling above the computer science room, mail room, and I've already spoken to him about that. I want the electrician to come back and put a piece of pipe in there.
Nobody
seems to understand why that's been left out. Over to you, Jay.
Yeah, I'll have to make this my last. I'm about to go into a Teams meeting here. Yippee. But I think it's a good thing they left it out, personally. I know there's different opinions on that, but anytime you can leave a 90 out, you're going to have a way better time pulling things through it. And even if that means coming out of one end of it, having to grab it with your hands and feed it through the other, that is way better than having to navigate a 90. Now, if there's a way we can get something on it that's not a 90, some kind of, like, wide sweep or a 45 or something like that, I think that'd be great. If you guys have a 90 put on it, it's certainly not the end of the world, but everything's easier without 90-degree bends and conduit. I'll make this my last, so I can actually listen to what I'm supposed to be listening to for work here. I'll let you guys know about the Echo Link, too, but, yeah, everybody's coming through loud and clear, like you're sitting right next door, so this is going to be great. We're going to be spoiled. NT0Y, talk to you guys in a bit here. I'll be clear for now.
Jump in for a minute, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay, so you, listen, you're the cable guy. You're the expert. So do you want us not to bring this issue up, or is it not worth it? Over.
Real quick, talk to Al. I think he has different pieces and parts he can put in there so that they're not 90s. If there's something else you can put in there, go for it. But if it's just a regular 90-degree bend, I don't think that's a good idea.
We'll talk some more. That's very good. Yeah, he was talking about kind of an arc arrangement or something that I don't quite, you know, I'm not familiar with it. Okay, 73. Go attend to first things first. Over to you, Dave.
Yeah, good, Ed. WADOTGVK. 73, Jason. Catch you later. And we'll try Echolink. Now that I've mastered Zoom, yeah. Now that I'm a master of Zoom, I think I remember how to do Echolink. Anyway, sounds like things are moving along ever so brilliantly, Ed. So hopefully the project can be completed before the snow flies.
Man, I certainly hope so. You know, this has been 2 years in the making, and, you know, I simply took the position, you know, even when we had all the stuff lined up, that, you know, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. This must be finished. The funding source has got to complete. You know, they want pictures. They want a report. MSU can't just kind of fluff out on this. And so I think that helped apply a little bit of focus to the whole thing. And it is moving along. I mean, you know, I'm on like a cloud right now between scheduling the meeting for the radio club for the students and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel for the antenna. I think we're moving fairly well. Now let's just hope that in several months we have the same view of things. K8GVK WAEO.
Yeah, there we go. I wanted to let the repeater drop. I think that's good for it. Not sure. Losing my voice here. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, Mike's repeater is great. I'm only on 1 or 2 watts right now. I normally can work this repeater just off the HT. So anyway, yeah, well, it's all good to hear, Ed, and it'll be even better when you know, everything is very close to being completed. I'll be more than happy to help, but same old issue, you know, getting there and parking there and the timing. And, you know, MSU does not make it, unfortunately, they don't make it very easy for any campus visitors, you know.
Well, the workaround on that is what Al does is he just drives over here, and then I have the sticker and the pass, and we just drive in and park in lot 40. So, you know, you're welcome to do that anytime you want to. You can join me or me and Al or whoever shows up over here. I got six seats in the car. And wait a minute, let's see. Yeah, I got enough seats, so as long as we're not dragging anybody behind the car, we can handle it, Dave. Over.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you'll have to send me a text or post something up where you know, time. Yeah, we'll go from there. Although I don't know what I can do anyway, really. Just don't have quite the physical dexterity and the stamina that I once had. But even around the house here, I start to do stuff, and I tell myself, you know, don't, there's always tomorrow. You don't need to do it. today. Of course, tomorrow never comes. But even if I proceed, I'll do something, and, you know, I'll work at it too hard or too long, and oh, well. Enough complaining. But, yeah, thanks for that info. And, I guess post something so we know who's doing what when, huh?
Yeah, the next time that we're going to go over there was supposed to be today, but we've rescheduled it. Al had something else to do. So he's going to be over here around 10:45. And then we'll drive into campus, and we're going to meet with the guy from IPF. And, yeah, I mean, we're all old guys, Dave. I mean, you know, I don't know any one of us that, you know, is 75 or 80.
Well, that's true. Gone are the 60s and 50s, huh?
Fingers don't think of. Over.
Yeah, for some reason, Ed, you never went into the transmit mode. I only heard your last two words.
You're kidding. This is, you know, we're going to have to learn how to use this repeater. How about now, Dave? Over.
Yeah, fine. Was the repeater up? The repeater was up. I was getting full strength, you know, from the repeater, but you were not into the repeater. There was just nothing from you, I guess is what I was trying to say. But the last time, that was no problem.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering if there's something on my switch over here on the microphone that I wasn't holding it down enough. All I was saying was that the older members of the club can provide certain things that the youngers cannot. They have the energy and they have the strength and they can move stuff around. But when I was over there on Sunday, I sort of made myself into the safety officer, and we did have one very minor injury. Brennan dropped a piece of metal on his finger and, you know, was a real champ about it, but, you know, that should be the least that ever happens. So there's always things that can be done, even if it's just hanging out, over.
Well, that's true, and you're right. We can, you know, lend our limited expertise when needed. But once we don't have too many cooks spoiling the soup, you know. Yeah, I touch base with Alan quite a bit. He kind of brings me up to speed on things. So, yeah, me very well. Now you said quarter to 11. You going over there today? Is that what I understand? The repeater was up, Ed, but you were doing nothing.
Yeah, I think there must be some features of this repeater that we need to get familiar with. There must be a timer or something on here, because the time before you then dropped out without completing the whole transmission, over.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, there should be a timer. I don't, but quite honestly, I don't know, you know, what it is. We can find out. I can just, you know, keep the repeater keyed until it goes away, but that's almost what it sounded like, although the repeater didn't drop like a normal timer would, but the input or your signal was not there, but the repeater was up.
The repeater is gangbusters over here. I mean, it's pinning the needle at like 40 dB, 50 dB, you know, it's just stronger than all get out, and of course the audio signal is good too, but if it's not present, then it's, you know, something we got to learn about. I got to, you know, when you get older, you try to figure these transceivers out and put things into memory, and I'm sitting with the manual and reading it word by word, and it still doesn't work. So, yeah, we got things to do. KHEVK, WADO.
WADO, KGVK, okay, yeah. Bring a smile to my face. I did the same thing. Yesterday I was trying to put in, I can't remember now what I was trying to put in, some memories, as well as I wanted to put in a couple of functions, and I've done them before, but yeah. I got the manual, 1, 2, 3, step 1, 2, and 3, and not even some of those are confusing. Yeah, I can't even imagine what some of the more complex radios are like. And I can see why, Ed, I can see why they sell the programming RT systems, the programming software for your computer, so you can get into these rigs and program them.
Maybe someone else is trying to jump into this. This W8EO with KHEVK standing by. Okay, maybe not. I thought I heard somebody break into the audio. But, this stuff is really tough. And I've got this little QDX transceiver for FT8 that I built, and I'm trying to go through the troubleshooting on it, and it's very difficult. You really have to know what you're talking about. And I only know enough to be dangerous. KHEVK, WADO.
Well, I'm very, true enough, I'm the same way. And I've got to think about what I want to do and how to do it. And, not like it used to be, that's for sure. But, just got to recognize it and, I just go from there. But I don't need anything more complex than this little radio. This is a Izu FT, what is it, FT8000, mobile, dual band mobile rig, and about 35 watts if I need on this band. I think it's 50 watts on 2 meters. Anyway, that's the easy part. That I can do. But, yeah, the rest of it, not so much. Yeah, well, I'll stay in touch with Al, and he can let me know what the schedule might be, and I may take you up on that, and meet at your place, and go over there. And, sounds like a project. I got my projects around the house. I got a little bit more work to do. I put up a new antenna system for basically for 40 meters and up. I didn't want to time out the repeater. So I've been working with that. Mechanically, it's in place quite nicely. We need to suspend the feed lines a little differently and change one of the tuned feeders, et cetera, et cetera. But other than that, it's been a worthy project. WEDO-KGBK.
Yeah, very great. Very good. Yeah, I'm trying to shift gears now and start to think about what I'm going to take with me to Florida. And I've got my GoBox and FT891 in there and a couple of antennas and hamstick and so on and so forth. So I got to start shifting gears as far as that goes. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to run upstairs, and then I'm going to come back down and try the repeater in Dan's Hill and see if I can get this thing, these two frequencies, into the memory on this little radio box here, Yaesu FT991A. Anyway, always good talking to you, Dave, and hope to see you tomorrow. Touch base with Al. He has all the details. KAGVK, WADO.
Okay, yeah, fine, Ed. Will do. All right. We'll chat again, and maybe tomorrow. We'll just have to see what. I was going to go out and do some flying out to the flying field because the weather is so nice, and I may. I'm just really not in the mood to do it today. Although today would be a good day, also. Anywho, enough of that. See you later. WEDO-KGVK.
W8FU.
I think you said W8FU, KGVK.
W8RCY from W8FU.
W8RCY, hello.
Yeah, sorry about that earlier. I got sidetracked and was off in my own little area there. We were chatting. Got a bunch of people. Ooh, hold on. State Trooper laying for people on the entrance lamp to 696 here at Mound. I think I was okay, and he's not moving, so there we go. Anyhow, I got sidetracked earlier. Sorry.
Oh, not a problem at all. I understand. I was just, I just heard you out there, and, I had gotten out of the shower and so on and so forth, and I was fumbling around. So I just thought, just jump in and say hello, and, and then I guess that was Fred that chimed in there, so I just let you guys talk shop and let it be. No explanation necessary. See that Flint has been down, though, for a while over on the other side.
Was it? I didn't notice. I had Mount Clemens down last night because it was that noise, that ringing, sounded like that the TL. So we lost the PDU in the last storm, and so I can't remote in and power cycle the repeater, which is what it needed. And so somebody had to physically get up there, and we just been so busy, couldn't do it until about an hour or so ago. Paul ran by there and bumped the power on it. So we're looking hot and heavy to get a new you in there.
51,000.
Be able to remotely fix that next time it does it, because it does it a lot. I haven't put my finger on why. It's very weird, very strange problem with that repeater, why it just drops out of PL.
Well, I noticed that Sunday, or Saturday afternoon and Sunday, you know, on the hub, when somebody keys up on it, it turns green. Well, it was stuck on like a yellowish-orange color, and then on Monday it was completely. It's not even on the hub. It's like missing. You know, we know about the situation at Richmond. It's listed on the hub, but Flint, like, fell off the map.
I don't know. Is it back now? I know they disconnected it for a, they were running a net on it to do some siren stuff. They might have disconnected it from that. But other than that, should be on. Thought I saw it active even this morning. So, anywho, I am just about to my stop here. I just wanted to jump in there while I was between point A and point B and finish up from earlier. I won't be terribly long at my next stop. And be in point A to point B again.
Well, I'm looking at the hub on my phone, and it's showing that it's not there. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She got 6. Oh, nope. That's somebody's personal node that just kicked in. So Richmond is listed as never, and this new node has just kicked in as never. But Flint is still missing off of the other group.
All right. Well, Fred might have it offline for some reason. Maybe he got sick of hearing the Mount Clemens burping and farting, which has been fixed, I might add, in case he's listening. So he can connect it back up, if that's the nature of the issue. But I'm sure we'll figure it out. Probably was that. Probably all that burping and farting coming out of the Mount Clemens probably just disconnected, so we didn't have to listen to it. All right, I am at my destination. I will be back in a bit. I think. Are they open? When the hell would they be open at this hour?
10
o'clock. Yeah, they're open. All right. W8FU.
Copy that. Have a good day. We'll be monitoring somewhere. W8RCY.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 76 degrees.
All right, who in the heck's got one of these FTM 500s out here?
Not me. I don't own anything younger than 25 years.
Every once in a while, very quickly, in a computerized tone, it goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's just, is it real quick? And I look up and there's a little, like, clock symbol on my radio, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why, and it's driving me nuts.
Auto power off.
And yet it doesn't power off. Go figure. Anyhow, what's shaking? I've heard you a couple times the last few days, and when I key up the mic and when you give your call, and then I key up and say, yo, what up, and never hear anything come back. So I don't know if you had your volume down or what.
It could be cockpit error. I think I know one time I had my volume down, so maybe another time the phone rang. No, it's just an avoidance protocol on my part. Self heading to mom's, delivering some items for her to come home, so I'm going to help out with that. So way back in 1992 or whatever, I had a Yaesu ST-470 handheld, and it played that little tune, and I think it played that little tune when it was about to shut itself, you know, go into battery save mode or something like that. So, and I know the Kenwood that I have in the basement makes some warning tones before it powers off, you know, for inactivity. So I don't know if it's not powering off. Maybe somebody else who knows. I know. I'm getting in the way of somebody answering.
You know what? You may be right. This thing, it does power off automatically. So that might just be like a warning that it's, you know, going to power off in a certain amount of time. I'll bet that's what it is. What is that tune, anyhow?
Now that is the Ode to Joy from the Ninth Symphony by Beethoven. I'm surprised they're still using that. Oh well.
You know, I should have known that. But that is a rather... Oh, you know what? I shouldn't have got off here. God darn it. I'm not paying attention here to nothing.
Yeah, well, if you're looking through the book or the e-manual or whatever it is, go to the auto power-off section and see if that's, see if they say anything there. But my hunch is that's what that is.
Yeah, I'll check it out here when I get parked. I'll turn off automatic power-off and see if that little clock disappears. I've been in the car a little bit more than usual lately, so... I've only caught it a couple times before, just recently, but recently I've caught it two or three times, so I think I have to go off after a half an hour of inactivity. And then why did I get back on the freeway? Idiot! Oh, well. All roads lead where I'm going, I guess. Shopping cellular plans. I've decided to send Xfinity packing, and I'm so mad at them. I just got to figure out what I'm doing, where I'm going. Probably going to send them packing. You know, everything's all tied to everything else. I can't stand providers that do that. You know, well, your internet's reasonable because of a promotion and the fact that you also have this service through us. I get it. That's how they get you to... You know, but then, you know, oh, I'm sorry, the promotion's ending, and it's going to skyrocket. And, oh, well, if you don't have that, then the phone prices go up, and then it's like this and that. It's like, okay, well, then guess what? I'm dumping it all.
Yeah, that's a pain in the neck. What's the phrase? That's how they get you. I'm thinking the only thing that we have Xfinity for is only... Internet at home. There's no, like, basic cable hookup or anything like that. There's no IP phone attached to it or anything. It is simply basic service. And I actually don't know how much it is. What I will say is that for as much as everyone hates the corporate overlord of Comcast, Xfinity, the Internet that comes squirting out of the end of the wire is fantastic. It's fast and reliable. I have no complaints about that part of it. But, yeah, trying to get anything done is another matter. Now, we don't have much stuff bundled, so on one hand, we haven't taken advantage of the incentives. On the other hand, they also don't end.
Yeah, so I agree. Xfinity generally is one of the best at providing home internet. But now there's a new game, and if you have fiber as an option, anytime you have that, and it's much cheaper. A real low tier from Xfinity is like $80 a month, and you know, and that depends on a few other things, and like $300. But you can get for $59, you can get 123net. By gigabit symmetrical, that's far, far better for not, you know, for $20 less. Then of course, you know, there's Wow, you know, which I guess they're on par, but I got quite a good deal. Anyhow, my phone is ringing here, so I got to deal with this. I'll be right back. I'll be right at you.
K8BB.
K8RUH mobile.
K8RUH, I think it was. K8BB. Name is Don. I'm not sure if we've spoken before.
Yeah, that's K8RUH. Yeah, this is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Pleased to make your acquaintance. Yeah, I don't recall if we've talked before. And name here is Don. Just in the car, heading to Mom's house for probably just a short time, but running over there and trying to do it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just on lunch, running to a store real quick, and got to make it back to the office. I get this afternoon. I got some running around to do. Got to go visit some customers. So happy I'll be out on the road and not in the office. But got to get back for lunch after lunch, unfortunately. So not out for the day.
Yeah, I was working from, quote, working from home this morning. I was out doing some yard work and picking up branches and sticks and putting them in bags, and I got a big pile of stuff from the, out by the front curb for a company to come by and chip up. They're supposed to come by later today, so I can finally cut the grass. And, but I knew there was a delivery of stuff coming to Mom's house that I was going to have to go over and help with, so, kind of on call for that. I got a text message a little while ago to go do that. So I'll get back home later this afternoon and maybe cut the grass.
There you go. Yeah, I'm trying to spend as much time outside as possible in the next week or so because we are awfully lucky with this warm weather. I think last I looked, today we're going to be 10 degrees above average. So I'll take it while I can. And, you know, get ready to hunker down for the winter.
Oh, yeah, it's been gorgeous. We've had just a textbook perfect summer. Well, I guess there's no such thing as perfect, but, you know, we've got a really old house, and so we don't have central air conditioning because it's all steam pipes going through the house. There's no ductwork. So we've got a few window units, And I'll tell you, you know, when we have to use them, you got to use them. It's just, you know, too uncomfortable without them. But if we don't want to listen to that noise, we prefer to just open the windows. And we've had the windows open, I think, more this summer than we ever had. And I put the window units in later this summer than I ever have. I think they were still in the attic in the, you know, middle of June. I finally took them down. So it's been nice. I'm enjoying it. Like you, I'm going to try to enjoy as much of it as I can while it's here.
Yeah, there was only, I think, maybe 2 weeks independent of each other that it was, call it hot and humid. Otherwise, we did pretty good this summer. You know, there was some big humidity with lower temperatures, but only two different weeks, I think, that it was hot and humid.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're spot on. It's been about, you know, maybe a little more than two weeks and not necessarily all in a row where it's just been like, all right, no choice. You gotta close up and turn the air on and, you know, deal with the noisy window unit just so that it's comfortable. And looking forward to a picture-perfect fall. It was in August where I haven't had to mow my grass once. We don't water the lawn. You know, if it grows, it grows. But, you know, this year it had to be mowed on a regular schedule. It's just we've had so much rain and somewhat regular rain, you know. Might go a week without anything, but we're not exactly in a drought.
Yeah, you know, I was having that conversation with somebody the other day. I think this summer and last summer, I cut my grass every week, and I feel like that's abnormal. this summer, my front grass usually burns out in the middle of summer. I just refuse to water it, and it gets direct sunlight, and it burns out. And my grass hasn't burnt out in two summers, so I'm considering myself pretty lucky. Hopefully it's building some resilience and will grow in better over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I don't get too fussy about the grass. If it's green, I'm happy. I probably cut my grass more often than I do, and I don't do it like, you know, every Wednesday or something, once a week. Kind of do it on an as-needed basis, and then usually it's when I need it, when it needs, and when I have time. So sometimes I'm well past when it should be cut, and I'm out there trying to deal with it, and annoyed that I put it off so long because it's longer and it takes more time, and you got to go over it twice, and you know, a bunch of pick up a bunch of spits, you know, all of that. But anyway, I don't do any fancy watering. I don't have any watering. Although we ought to. There's some spots of the yard that do get a lot of sun, and we'll get crispier before the other parts that get shade a lot. But, well, I am in Mom's neighborhood here, so I'm going to jump out. Nice chatting. A nice meeting if we haven't met before. And I'll be back in the car later, I'm sure. I think it was K-E-8-R-U-H, K-8-B-B.
Yes, it was. It was great talking to you. Hopefully we'll talk again soon. K-8-R-U-H, 73, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, hey, PRD.
How's it going, K-8-R-U-H?
You coming back to me, K-F-A-T-R-D?
Yes, I am. I heard you call out, and figured I would say hello right before I pull into the parking lot of where I'm going.
Good copy. Haven't really monitored this repeater much, and I just noticed there's a little bit of traffic on it, so I was just trying to jump in and say hello.
Yeah, there's typically traffic in the mornings on this one, sometimes in the afternoon, but just so happened, I hopped in the car at lunch and called out, and there was somebody else listening. So I think there's people that monitor this one for sure.
Okay. Well, my name is Jim. I'm out at Grand Lodge and happened to be monitoring this today and heard somebody out there this night. So, all right, well, nice talking to you for a second. I'll go ahead and let you get to where you gotta go. K-F-8-B-R-D, I'll go,
standby. Great talking to you too. It's K-E-8-R-U-H, and clear.
Hi, bye, Don. Hi, bye, Anthony.
Did I hear somebody else out there?
Oh, I was in here a little earlier talking to Don, who signed at his mom's, and didn't get a chance to want to jump in here before Anthony jumped out and say hi to him. Couple of regulars I talk to, that's all. I'm just bopping from point A to point B here, being here for about one go round.
Well, name is Jim. I'm typically out of Grand Lodge, and just kind of mixing it up on a different repeater today, so nice meeting you.
So, Grand Ledge, what repeater are you on in Grand Ledge? Do you know which one it is? I'm not familiar with all the Central Michigan repeaters, and I'm sure that's one of them.
Well, the one I have programmed in, the way I have it programmed in, says 88IFI 447525.
Okay, yeah, IFI. There you go. Well, you're sounding good into it from Grand Ledge. I am in Warren, and the repeater's in Warren. And Don was in very near Warren, if not in Warren, probably maybe Centerline, which is in Warren. So Centerline, you can be in Centerline and still be in Warren. And then, of course, Anthony is probably in Troy if he was at work. Anyhow, enough of that babbling. I am just pulling up to my next stop, Jim, so we'll say, oh, no, I don't want to turn here. God darn it, get back out on the road. Ah, man.
I got to figure out where the hell I'm going here. I'm on a relatively busy divided highway, and I didn't want to turn where I was turning, so now I got to go up the road a little bit. All right, we'll catch you later. I'm going to get busy paying attention to the driving. And now there's all barrels, and I can't make the turnaround where I want to. All right, catch you later. W8FU.
Nice talking to you. So I think the little sides are actually going clear.
AF8BRD, NT0Y. AF8BRD, NT0Y.
F8KPP.
Hello, Walter.
Good day, sir. Just leaving the Oakland County Fallen Heroes Memorial for all of the officers and firemen that have died in the year in the past. So I went and represented my little club on the west side of the state. A couple of those guys came over. And of course, you know, they lost one, so they did a mention. They did it really nice. Very nice job.
Well, glad to hear it went well. So, are you in your uniform, or did you get in your casuals as soon as possible?
All the traffic, I didn't have a chance to change, so I'm still in my uniform, but I will find a place to change here shortly.
The turnout gear or dress blues, which way?
No dress blues. The other guys were in their Class A Hampton uniform, but I don't have one of those. I'm not part of the elite squad, so, but the other team was in that black, the fancy hat. Of course, my fat hats probably don't make a hat that big anyways.
Well, there you go. Well, glad to hear it went well. So, all right, I'm pulling into my next stop here. I've got a bunch of little stops I got to make. I'm babysitting some vendors down at 11 and Mound. They're doing some electrical work for me, and I keep going down there checking in on them, and then say, okay, well, I'll be back in an hour. And then I come back and they're not much farther along. I said, okay, I'll give you another hour. I'm trying to stay out of their hair, but stay near. I really can't turn them loose. All right, I'm at my next stop here. Back in a bit. After yours, W8FU.
Yeah, I know you've been busy this week. I've heard you've been doing a lot of flight checking. So, good for you. Get it all behind you before the weather turns ugly. NAKBP.
KF8BRD, NT0Y.
Did I hear KF8BRD out there?
Yep, you did. Jim, it's NT0Y, Jay here. Wonder if you can help me out with something real quick.
I can try. What you got?
Well, what you could do is tell me how my audio sounds. I'm testing out because we're going to be using this repeater with the permission of the owner tomorrow night for the MSU Amateur Radio Club net. And I'm just trying to dial this thing in so it can be turned on and not messed with too much before tomorrow night.
Not sounding bad. It's clear. You don't have the same bass. I'm assuming you're using probably a different radio.
No, it's actually Echo Link. So yeah, anything's possible. Echo Link sounds, okay on good days. So. Just making sure that I'm legible and that I'm coming through okay and there aren't any weird undertones or any weird interference coming through on my voice.
KBA SSJ. SJ, just to let you know, I'm not at my normal location. I am out and about. I'm on the south side of Lansing right now at Willoughby Road and Cedar, just so you know. So that doesn't give you a range check at all. Or, yeah, that's a better idea for range. Whoever that was, go ahead.
I don't know if you recognize it, but the gentleman just asked about his signal. I hear a tone in there with your signal.
All right, NT0Y. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. This is off the Echo Link connection I'm working on. I assume you do not hear the tone now, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to work on. It's going through a, you know, my phone to a radio to a computer, back to the radio.
Good afternoon.
And,
1300 hours.
So I'll have to work on it a little bit.
Degrees.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry I missed your call sign. But also, Jim, thank you.
You're very welcome. The call sign on this end is D8SFZ.
Got it, KD8SFJ. Appreciate it, sir. I'll keep working on it. I'll be testing every now and then. Thank you. 7-3.
Thank you, say K at the end is the Z.
Call sign is November Tango Zero Yankee, and the name is J Juliet Alpha Yankee.
Nice to meet you, Jay. I tell you, I found this frequency on the scanner thing on my phone, and the people talking on the scanner thing and the people that are talking here are two different people.
That's pretty strange. Yeah, whereabouts are you located?
Over here on the border of Fraser and Roseville. Right on 13 Mile.
You may be coming through another repeater system. I know this repeater, I could be corrected easily, but I believe the repeater we are on, myself and Jim, KF8BRD, we're on a repeater over in the Lansing area, actually. So it sounds like you might be linked in some kind of way through the system here. So, yeah, you may very well be hearing something different.
Yes, 443625.
Yeah, negative. This is 444575.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it sounds to me like there's a, I don't know if he's connected with, I don't know the ins and outs of this repeater, but I think he links with another system occasionally from here. This repeater we're on belongs to November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform. And I'm pretty sure he links it up. I'm not sure how RF, Echo Link, All Star, but that may be what's going on there.
It could very well be. Who knows? But at least I found a repeater with people talking. Give me that deck.
Jerry, I'm on 447. 525 on the transmit side. That's weird.
Yeah, you're just off at the KD8 IFI Lansing. The N8 OBU and the KD8 IFI are linked. Again, I'm not sure what that link actually is, but you're on the immediate system right here in town still. The one I'm on is the one in Dansville, and then he's got a link running up there to the Lansing IFI, and both of them are owned by N8OBU.
You guys are linked into Seaman, and you're also linked into the Flying Beers Network in Detroit.
explains a lot. Does that answer your question there, Jim?
Okay. For sure. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I got some coatage to...
All right, I'll talk to you later, Jim. 7-3. Good to hear you. And a gentleman that came in, thank you for the information. NP0Y.
Yeah, no problem, Jay. This is Jason, KAJDS. And I just happen to be out here working in Detroit right now. I'm in Farmington Hills, and I heard you guys coming through this FBI repeater out of Warren. And yeah, N8OBU's LinkedIn out here all the time.
Okay. Yeah, for the MSU thing tomorrow night, I emailed him directly and asked him if we'd be able to use the repeater for the MSU net on Thursdays until we get the MSU repeater straightened out. And he said, I think there's a possibility he may unlink for that net. I'm not sure exactly when he was going to do that, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, he unlinks and sometimes puts it over to the 539 for a receive site for the weather nets, and I mean, I'm sure that's what would happen, but I heard your, I recognized the voice on here, and I thought, wow, what, is he coming in out of Danville? And so, at any rate, I messaged you on Discord as well to let you know what was going on, but 7-3's for now, KAJDS.
All right, good to hear from you, Jason. 7-3, NT0Y.
All righty then. All righty then. So, Greg, what cell phone service do you currently have?
K8VSI. I believe the same as you, the Xfinity bit that's on Verizon Towers.
Roger. I may be giving them the boot, and so I'm just shopping my options. Just got, I went to AT&T, and I went to Verizon and T-Mobile. And, you know, it's a big move for me. I've only been not on Verizon or Verizon Towers once in since cell phones pretty much were introduced to the area back in the early 90s. And I'm a little reluctant, but I'm thinking about maybe churning over to T-Mobile for a bit.
Yeah, it all depends on what your priorities are. You know, if it's got to be mission critical and work no matter what, no matter where, you want to be on hardcore Verizon. If you want, if the money is the biggest concern, then I don't think it would be Verizon at all. There's lots of cheap ways you can go. I would personally not get AT&T. I'm here my whole life. You know, I've even had it years ago, but there's just problems, even, you know, with coverage and data issues and UDP packets, and everybody I know that has AT&T has some sort of issue or another. So I steer clear of that. And then T-Mobile, I got the hotspot. I'm happy with it. That's really my only experience with them, though, so I don't know. If I were to wander off, I might do the same as you and try that.
So here's my thinking. I'm hardcore Verizon. You can't hardly find somebody more Verizon homey boy than me. And I've been that way for years. I've been with them since before they were Verizon, when they were AirTouch. And, you know, but things have changed. And, you know, the Xfinity, the reason I went to it is because, you know, it was on the Verizon network, and they offered me just an absolutely stellar deal.
I have noticed, in my opinion, the Xfinity data services are not quite as robust as Verizon when traveling. I made the trip to and from Texas more than a few times, and I can only think of one place where Verizon was spotty. And believe it or not, it was from Toledo to Dayton. That's just squirrely. But they were like a rock everywhere else. I mean, even in the most backwoods, you know, areas, you would think, and Verizon's never missed a beat. On the other hand, Xfinity has not been that robust while traveling. I've had stretches of Missouri that had poor coverage, no coverage, barely coverage. Oklahoma. So, you know, around here, though, you know, they're of course, they're great. I don't travel too much anymore, so that's one factor. And the other factor is I've got excellent T-Mobile coverage at my house. And Andrea, you know, she doesn't ever leave, so that's one another factor. And then I got a work phone on Verizon proper. So, you know. So all of it adds up to I can seriously consider making a move. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I may regret it, but who knows.
Roger on all of that. Whether Xfinity is less robust, that, you know, they could be throttling or whatever you want to call that, prioritizing differently for resold accounts. That's very possible. I have not noticed that, but I don't, you know, you have a couple different routes and trips that you take between Texas and Lansing and all that, where you would notice that sort of thing because you do it repeatedly. So that's very possible. And yeah, you are weighing out everything that needs to be weighed out, that's for sure. And heck, you can always go back and that sort of thing. But I'm happy with the Xfinity for now. I don't think I'll be changing it anytime soon. So lots of variables there, though, that's for sure.
Quick comment.
Okay, the clock is running.
W8RSpy. As a former Verizon employee, my advice is to, if you do go back to Verizon, make sure you go to a Verizon actual corporate store and not a reseller or an authorized dealer, because they'll try to, finagle you into working with them. And like Greg said, some of those do sell off the old contracts and things like that. So this one would be a 12 and down there by Five Guys there in that plaza where Myers is. That's all I got to say. I'll let you gentlemen continue on W8RCY.
Yeah, first thing I do when I walk into any of the stores for any of them, I say, is this a corporate store? If they say no, I just leave. I don't know if it's been there for AT&T and T-Mobile, but I ask them nonetheless. Agreed. Anyhow, I just pulled up here at home, and yeah, Greg, like you said, I'm debating. I don't know. I got cold feet, but we're going to see. I might be changing to that 123 net and for internet, and then that'll be up to go anywhere I want. I think I'd just go back to Verizon. Originally, I was going to go to 123 net and Verizon, back to Verizon, and I may do it. You know, if it's $20-$30, you know, more a month to have the, you know, the comfort of Verizon proper, I just may do that. So. All right, I'm at home. I got to run inside. I got a little bit of time here. I got to just hit the can, and then I got to get back to my work site. After yours, Greg, W8FU.
All right, I'm not sure what this 123 net thing is you're talking about, but we'll cover that another time. One thing, or Don, that was a good thing I didn't even consider, is make sure you go to a corporate store. That's probably a very good idea. And then on your trips to Texas and wherever on Xfinity, where you noticed not as robust, was there a phone change there? So that was something that you got to kind of throw into the mix. KE8VSI, you can answer, or we'll pick it up later because I'm at the CVS.
Well, of course, that's possible too because I only, you know how much I love this Pixel. Yeah, not, and that's the only thing I've had on their service. I've had two of them, so, you know. So, yeah, that could be a factor as well. Because it's not worked as well, the Xfinity's not worked as well between Lansing and Detroit either, as Verizon did it for me. But, again, I was on a Samsung on Verizon, and I'm on a Pixel. So, we'll see. I have both now. I should probably drive around with them for a little while. I've got a work Verizon and a personal Xfinity, so do some testing. I'll be going out to Lansing next week. Maybe I'll watch very carefully and see if I can see a difference. All right, I got to get inside. W8FU.
W8BSI.
W8RCY, we're monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 79 degrees.
NAKBP, your original tower.
You all climbing?
I am driving down 26 heading to the house to let the doggy out. So, we're in crossroad, I think Romeo Point. So I figured I'd hit the Richmond Tower, see how it does. And today it's doing well.
Roger. A little popcorn, but solid. No problem. I'm just heading back to the job site. Go back there, hang out, then say, okay, I'm going to take off for a bit. Go back, hang out for a while. Hopefully they're near completion. So, we'll see.
I'm going to try the big ship. Any better?
About the same.
Really? This is 2.6. Oh, well, maybe it's just a fluke. A lot of foliage, a lot of stuff like that. And I'm sure you've got little bullets. I can put that quarter wave back on. I think of all those antennas that I tried, I think that little piece of wire quarter wave works the best.
Yeah, I've got the gain antenna on the car now, and I'm not noticing any significant improvement, so I may go back to the quarter wave as well. It's just a lot more convenient. I don't know. Running around, I've been running around with this one the last couple of days since I've been in the car a lot. So, certainly looks gangly.
It sounds gangly, unless you're close to something. Maybe you're close to it. I think you were down working along the 696 corridor, if I heard you correctly, and that's probably close to the big ship.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty much in its shadow the last couple of days, so. Anywho. All right, what's this guy doing? I got a guy here. He's in the left lane with his right blinker on, and I got to go right. I'm afraid to get up there in the right lane. I don't know what the hell he's trying to do here.
I chatted with the guy yesterday. W-A-M-W. Sounds like he's got a handful of repeaters over there. Some 900, some VHF, a 225. Are you familiar with that guy, or is that him?
Yeah, that's Mike. He's got a bunch. He's on the Central Michigan Slack, and yepers, he's got some stuff.
Yeah, I was chatting with him. He came across like just an entry level type ham, and I was talking, and then Mark talked, and I go, oh, this guy's into it, did he? And they tell me about that, and 25. The P25 is about to make that, or is that all infected? Can't get tired because of old age over the years.
Well, there's a 900 repeater in Mount Clemens, and then there's a receiver for TJ's VHF P25 machine in Detroit. So there's P25 present, but 900 standalone repeater and a receiver for the Detroit P25 VHF repeater. And then, of course, the Richmond's P25, and so is this one, but the Warren. But they're not linked right now. We're working on that.
Okay, so that's the system that the other guys were talking about intertwining. I thought it was kind of like a different system, and then I saw that, so when I looked up the cost of the VHF P25 radio, oh, you can get one plus three paper, $1.50. I mean, they're like, they give them more. I mean, they don't, nobody wants them or nobody uses them. And I thought, oh, I could get one of these just to screw with and learn, you know, for that kind of money. You know, but I figured if ever had to see, you know, if there's anything there, so I put it on the mini phone, you know, granted, I can't left it on analog, and I heard squat out of it, you know, so I figured, okay, nobody uses it, or it doesn't do any idea, or it's dead. Because I know that he was probably wrong.
He got quite noisy on the last one, so I know there's some nuance of the conversation I missed, but I am at my next stop, so it doesn't do much good anyhow. We'll pick it up later. But, yeah, I don't know if the 900 machines are linked or not. I don't know that they are. So I can explain the topography to you, but they kind of spell it out over on the CMN webpage. If you go to the appropriate tab, you know, they'll have it mostly kind of spelled out there. But I can give you a rundown now and how it's all kind of working and linked and why networking is an issue. So maybe next time we all right, I got to get into the site here, find out what's going on. Looks like they're still working. W8FU, after yours.
Carry on. Safety feedback on the Richmond side. Well, that's annoying.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
K8BB.
Did or did not get it programmed?
got it set up on the VFO, but I can't get the VFO to transfer it into a memory channel. Over.
Okay, same issue that I kind of had, and what you have to do, let's see, because mine's all, that's a Yaesu rig, correct?
No, it's a Baofeng, and I thought I had mastered this thing. Does it have something to do with clearing the channel out before you try to put it into memory? Over.
Well, on that radio, I don't know. Sometimes you can overwrite them, sometimes it won't let you, you know, write them. I know on mine, as an example, I had to go into a function that once I got the channel blinking, you know, the channel number blinking, then I could choose a particular channel. And then push another button, and that would put it into that memory. But, you know, you're like me, I guess. You know, we're all a little bit that way. It's these things that we do once in a while, and you think you're going to remember, never happens, you know.
Oh, no question. yeah, you know, I watched Charlie, ZRH, the other day, work through the memories in this radio, and he did it so fast I could barely catch my breath. So, at any rate, yeah, it's just one of those things. It's exactly what we've been talking about. Over.
Sure enough, you got a good signal into the repeater, but the audio on that is that like one of those little handheld things, or what? I don't know enough about them. The only ones I've ever seen were the handheld HTs from Baofeng.
Yep, that's what it is. And it's a cheap little radio, but it, you know, serves its purpose. And I may have to invest in a better one, though. And looks like we're going in the direction of Yaesu and System Fusion. So we'll have to give that some consideration. I have to figure out whether the Yaesu radios can do DMR. And I don't know if they can. I bet that there's only one bridge between System Fusion and DMR, and that's not going to be very good. Over.
Yeah, well, any of that stuff is way over my head. Yeah, as we've talked, yeah. I do not understand it. I don't know if I ever will, and since I really don't have a use for it, there's no sense of learning it, et cetera, et cetera, only to forget it. But, yeah, well, whatever the repeater is, I hope it's well thought out, because not everybody is on the so-called digital modes, as we know. But, okay, well, I know the HT that I know of the HT that you have, and... yeah, again, going back to my earlier comment, Ed, the reason RT, the software program for programming all these various radios, there's a reason they do, and I guess they're pretty successful. I bought one of their products. I was fairly pleased with it, although it really didn't, nothing I need. I think I bought it more out of curiosity. Go ahead. Yeah, Ed, if you made a transmission, nothing came through. The repeater came up, but I heard nothing. Try it again. WADOKGVK. Well, I'm presuming that you're going to play with it. I'll let you go ahead and continue to work on it. If it ain't in there, you'll get it. But as the transmit side of that thing goes, there's not very much audio, you know, not very loud at all, but that's another issue. Okay, catch you later, WADO, okay, GBK.
Sounds great.
Okay, heard you that time.
There's something that we have to learn to use. Okay, catch you later, WADO. W-A-H-B-X, W-A-H-B-X, F-A-H-E.
What's up, Captain Don, KF8S?
Howdy, Dave. I'm waiting for my buddy Josh to get here to pick me up to go sturgeon fishing for the first time in 2 years. My one buddy, Rick, runs the charter and is keeping his boat. And my old slip, I gave him my old slip for a big boat, so he invited us fishing. So hopefully this will kick off my fishing career again. Back to you.
Very good. You're up at your normal QTH or your QTH, correct?
Negative. I'm down here because it's closer to where Josh lives. So when we get done fishing late at night after we catch the 85-inch sturgeon, you won't have to drive as far to get home.
Very good. So what's your take? What's the probability of you getting one tonight? What do you think?
Well, you got the best retired
good afternoon
sturgeon captain 1600 on the boat.
Hours.
And one of the best current sturgeon captains on the
81
boat. And my first
degree
mate that I used to have. So I would say we're at least going to get one, if not quite a few.
Well, there you go. Well, you should check in. Or are you bringing a radio with you on the boat?
Roger that. Yeah, I'm bringing that one you asked me if I've been using lately. I got it charged up to about 80%, the VG, whatever it is, VGC. So, I'll have to use repeaters, though. I don't have all these battery packs I bought. I cannot find one to bring with me. So, I'd bring the clear note if I did. I'll probably, more than likely, I'll go live on my YouTube when we get a fish. As long as I got a signal out there. I mean, it's on the St. Clair River by Algonac. I usually had good service there. So, keep an eye out for lives popping up on YouTube, and then I'll see what I should be able to hit. I don't know. With an HD, it'll be interesting to see if I can hit any of the repeaters, but I'll try them all. I'm going to start out with Richmond, and then I'll go to probably KC8UMP, and then if all else fails on that, I'll try the GMRS.
Very good. Yeah, I'm on the SIP phone right now. I've just been monitoring FBI all day, so I'll just leave it. I'll leave it going. There we go. So when are you being picked up and somebody's making annoying noises?
He was supposed to be here at 4, so any minute now. I know the traffic's just terrible with this M53 North closed, so we got to get all the way to Algonac. I mean, we don't really have to, you know, be there at 5 because it's a fun fishing thing, but the plan is try to get to the boat at 5. But, we should be fishing by 5:30, 6 o'clock, so I don't know how quick we'll get one. He's been doing a lot of daytime fishing for sturgeon, which I didn't do a lot of, and he's been doing pretty well. So he may have some spots that we might hook up right away. Usually I don't hook up until it gets almost dark out, but like I said, since he's been scouting and fishing, taking clients during the day, he's doing pretty well. I think he caught a 75-incher a couple days ago, so we might get a big one. We'll see.
KF8S. Yeah, I'd recommend when you're going over there, I would just take like 16 to I-94, take that up, or maybe take M-59, I don't know. There's also a 21-mile road entrance onto I-94. I'm not sure exactly where you're going, but like all the roads going north are messed up. If you go north of M-59, they're like Hayes has got one lane, and Shaner is like the backup that everybody takes for M-53, and There's no really good other roads going north, so you might as well just take M59 and 94.
WATDQ. Yeah, I was debating taking Shaner to 26 because you can kind of sneak into Algonac the back way on 26 mile. But I wasn't sure how Shaner was this time of day. I'm watching 18 mile get backed up all the way to Utica Road from where I'm sitting. My other thing was actually Google told me to take 59 to Jefferson and take Jefferson and sneak up into New Baltimore. So I think that might be what I told Josh to do. To get to 59, man, I'm thinking go through the sub, go to Plumbrook, and get on Shaner at Plumbrook and take Shaner there. He's here. I'm going to let you go. I'll have my HT, though. I'll get back on a little bit. WHCPT, clear.
All right. I recommend avoiding Shaner. Talk to you later. KFADS.
NABF Mobile.
Is that Dakota? KFADS.
Yes, sir. Just getting in the truck, trying to figure out where I can go drop a pack at USPS.
Missed that last part. You said you were going to drop something?
Yeah, I've got a package I need to drop, but for USPS, and my post office closed at 4:30, and I'm not going to make it in time, so trying to figure out where I can put it.
Well, there's a post office, quote-unquote, branch at Romeo Plank and 23. You might be able to bring it to the UPS store. I know it's UPS store, but I think they might actually accept postal service stuff.
This whole, leaving the house to work thing makes it really hard to get things done.
Yeah, the weird thing is Macomb Township doesn't really have a post office. They have, a post office depot. They have all their trucks parked somewhere. And it's just, a service center, and customers aren't allowed to go to it. But they do have, at this gas station at 23 and Romeo Plank, they've got a U.S. Postal Service thing inside of it. But, there's a UPS store also north of 23 on Romeo Plank. That's where I got my mailbox, and I think they accept, any packages there.
Was that a carrier tone hanging for you too?
Well, there might have been a delay. I have to hit the pound key to stop transmitting.
Okay, so I'm not imagining things.
Yeah, I'm on a phone dialed in, but it works pretty well. I can monitor all day.
Has there been a decent amount of activity? There's not in the morning. I don't ever hear anybody, but it is early.
Yeah, there was a decent amount of chatter today. People all over the place, from Lansing and our area over here and all that stuff. But, not too often, but enough to say that it's active.
Well, hopefully it starts to pick up here in the next couple weeks as it cools down. If it cools down, I'm really sick of these 85-degree days.
Yeah, I've been sitting in air conditioning. So I went out at 1, but I'm just going to be happy when the bees stop being aggressive, because I know they're gathering stuff for their hibernation, but they're just everywhere, the honeybees.
Yeah, our building AC sucks, so, it's gross. It's not even it's hot. It's just humid and sticky all day, but... Yeah, I noticed an uptick in the bugs. I actually put a bug zapper in my garage because we have so many freaking flies and mosquitoes that are just trying to eat in the house. So if you see
hear that bug zapper going crazy.
Yeah, I have a little USB-powered one. And I leave it in the house so that while I'm sleeping, it zaps. Because, yeah, that's what happens. So we leave our garage door open, they get into the garage, and the, you know, kids and all that, they leave the door open. Even though the garage door is closed, they leave the other door open, and all the bugs come into the house.
Yep, we do the same thing, and my wife throws the diapers in the garage, and then the flies come in the garage, and it's just gross.
We put the diapers in the garage, too, but they're dog diapers. we're able to get the, it's funny, we are able to get the number two into the toilet, though, and then we put it in the bin, but still, yeah, they come after it. Hey, your buddy RUH has been out here a lot. I heard him earlier today.
I kicked off right when he started talking. What'd you say?
Oh, Anthony, I've heard him on here a couple times today.
Oh, good. I keep telling him he's got to get his general so we can go POTA. But I still have not ordered that 891. I don't know what I'm waiting for. Maybe colder weather?
Or you're waiting to see what other house expenses you might have to pay for that you're not anticipating.
Yeah, that's part of it. We need new couches, so that's money I don't want to really spend, especially with the dogs in the house.
Just reminded me of something, you know, house expenses. You got that SimpliSafe thing. How do you like it, and what do you have with it? Do you have cameras and stuff, or just motion sensors, or what?
I have zero complaints about SimpliSafe. Absolutely love it. We had it for 5 years at the last house, and I put it in, like, day three at this house. Our favorite thing about it is not necessarily the monitoring. It's the door chimes for the kids, or for anyone for that matter. So, like, it beeps when the door is open. It'll go, like, doo-doo. And that's for any entry sensor, so you can put that on your windows, your doors, your door walls, whatever. But we have motion sensor, I have water sensor next to my sump pit in the basement, which works really, really well. Like, just me touching it with my hand will trigger it. Then it immediately texts and calls my phone, which is sweet. And then, I'm trying to think, we got a keypad. I think that's all I really have. We have a smaller system at this house. The old house I had, like, glass break, because we had a bunch of huge windows in the front. We had more motion sensors, I had a siren, things like that, extra keypads, but truthfully we just wanted it for the door chimes. And then all of our cameras are Reolink, they're 4K solar, 180 degree, pretty sweet. And then I got some Google stuff, some Nest stuff, not even Nest stuff, I have the Nest Wi-Fi Pro. Three of those because they play nice with smart homes and I'm lazy. I didn't end up going with the TP-Link. And then, yeah, doorbell. So that's pretty much what I went with because I wanted it as simple as possible, and so far I'm pretty happy with all of it.
Okay, so you're not doing, are you doing the monitoring or no, you're just doing the door chimes for the kids?
I think we are doing the monitoring, which we did at the old house, and it worked good to an extent. Like, one night, one of the sensors fell off when it was armed, and for some reason, our siren didn't go off. It was like a silent alarm, and then I wake up to Michigan State Police banging on my window at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. And as soon as I walk to go greet the guy, I'm looking, and I see the sensor on the ground. I got two cops shining flashlights in my windows. The dogs are going crazy, and, like, man, my phone's not doing undisturbed, so I understand why I didn't get the phone call, but I don't know why the alarm gets siren. So I don't know if it was a setting I had screwed up or whatever, but I don't really have it for the monitoring, per se. It's mainly just for the doors, peace of mind thing, because my dogs are also trained to, if they hear that, they bark.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was just wondering if you had the cameras, too. So it sounds like you're doing the Reolink, and I was looking at the Reolinks. They had a nice system at Costco for a decent price, but then I got to get I have to run wires everywhere which I don't mind. It's just got to run wires everywhere.
Which I was just up in my attic the other day. I had to swap out a junction box for a fan that we hung in our master. And, yeah, dude, you think this is how this works? People are insane on Hall Road. But the attic would have been pretty easy to run wire because it's all wide open. But that's why I didn't do it. I did the solar stuff because then I kind of hang it, don't mess with it. I got to take this call and play back.
All right. KFA.
Sorry about that. I was getting a call from my boss while getting cut off on the on-ramp to 53 when the lady decided she was going to go make a third lane to turn on.
All right, let me see if I'm over here. Yep, okay. KFA.
Were you on the other side, or was I on the other side?
Hold on, I'm trying to navigate this radio. Okay, there we go. No, you're on RF. I was on voice over IP, and now I'm on All-Star, so that way at least it sounds like radio now.
Got it. Speaking of sounding, how am I doing? I'm going through 26, and I'm on 53 at 23.
Yeah, so far you sound good. I think you can get as far as, like, Washington. I had to bump my power, though, when I was in Washington on my mobile. I think there was just something in the way going south, south. But eventually I'll probably have to go over to Romeo.
Yeah, I think it's when, like, 24, 25-ish mile road where 53 kind of jogs back west and then back east. That's when I start losing Warren.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's, where is it, down like 12 mile or something like that, right? And you're probably about 12 miles away, so probably when you get to about that 15, 20 mile mark, it's when you're going to switch over. Now you're noisy, sorry. If you want to switch over to Romeo, you can.
I think this is going to be like a dead spot for HP between 25 and like 27 on the road.
Yeah, I mean, so far you haven't needed it. You can always get one of those little, tiny little ATT amplifiers. Then that way you don't have to run your ATT so hot. Cigarette plug in the car. I guess they got rid of those, right? You can always do a fuse tap.
For light cigarettes, but just the convenience of, I don't know, majority of stuff still uses them for full power. I could maybe a converter or something, I don't know. I got a 110 plug and USB-C.
Oh, wow, it's weird. Yeah, you don't really want to do inverter because you're basically going DC to AC to DC again, and then you get all kinds of noise and crap.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. So, and I guess that would have to pass in the views, which I don't know where those are at. Because, who makes a decent one of those?
Decent one of what? The fuse taps?
Got one, brand new in the box.
Been that, how much?
It's the first I thought about it. I'll check it out. Make you good deal. 5 and 80 out, brand new in the box.
Yeah, let me know. Send me pictures, because I'm trying to do non-permanent setups in here. That's the goal.
All right, I'll look into it when I get home. I'll figure out. I don't even know what it is. I just know I said, oh, that's that, and I closed the box back up, threw it in the pile.
Copy that. If it works and it's reasonable, you got a buyer.
Roger, Dodger. Anyhow, finally on the road, man. What a day.
Where are we all going to get Rubens again?
Hey, I don't know, man, but you're not far from me anymore, so it's just really a matter of deciding to do it. I can pretty much work out anything, so you let me know.
Once Dan's in his new house, he won't be far either.
Okay, it's a date. Go ahead, Dave. I'm pulling into a T-Mobile store here. I'm going to go... One right by my house. Go see if they're a corporate store or if they're a reseller. I'll be back. W8FU.
I was saying my eyes will be dilated on Friday. Probably be able to go Friday because I won't be able to focus on work. But yeah, not in the new house yet. I always say house. I'm in my apartment here. We have a garage here, but still in the apartment.
Yeah, we'll have to plan something, because I haven't been since we went there. That place is awesome.
Yeah, they got the siding on the front. I'll just send you a picture later. It looks really nice now. I think maybe I already did send you a picture. I was like, I got excited and sent pictures to everybody.
Is that when I said I
like
the color?
Yeah, the blue.
Yes, sir. I do love that color. It looks really good. I like the bluish grays. I've always been a sucker for bluish grays. I don't know if you remember that Silverado I had. That was a bluish gray. I love that color.
Yeah, it kind of looks like metal, but it's not metal, and it's blue, and yeah, it's a nice one. I think it's called Storm. I forget what they have these weird names for everything, like Storm Blue or something like that. It, basically, you had to, when you picked out the bricks and stuff for the house, it's all in one set. So they had them all lined up, you know, this package, this package, this package. So you don't have to actually think about coordinating the colors, which was nice.
Yeah, they've done it a time or two. They got it pretty figured out.
Yeah, it's so streamlined. I was amazed. I was getting a little bit, like, overwhelmed thinking I was going to have to make all these different choices. But, I mean, we didn't really have much choices to make. Unless you really want to have a specific look or, you know, you really have to have a certain thing. That was the only time you had to, like, kind of figure out what you wanted. But they're pretty much their model of building was try to give the customers as least amount of choices as possible, and not in a bad way, but in a, like, optimized way so that they can build fast.
Jesus, I had to turn off dual monitor because the other world is just still the other world. No, that makes perfect sense. I mean, the less choices people have, the less, logistics issues you're going to have of sourcing it and whatnot, so... They probably narrowed it down to stuff that they know they can get from manufacturers, and it's reliable, and here you go. Which, it's like, it's, well, with the Model T, you can have any color you want as long as it's black.
Yeah, it seems like that. And if you look at all of their floor plans, like for all their different models, they're the same, except for slight variations. So they've even got that optimized.
That's how my house is. So the builder built my house, and then there's like three or four other ones like on Dryden Road, which I can see from my backyard. They're all like identical. They're all ranches with the garage either on the left side or the right side. So they're all the floor plans are the same. They're either mirrored or they're not.
That's funny. So are you going to put up a big barn and stuff like that? You got 2 acres of land. Have you thought about what all you want to do on your land?
I really, 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 really want to put up a barn, but they're like 50 grand. And until I have more things to put in the barn, it's a hard sell. You know, we had a lot of yard work to do, so it was a farm field that they built the house on. So it was rough graded, poorly. I need to get the grade fixed. I need to get grass planted. And then I can start worrying about fun stuff. But I think what I'm going to do is probably just order one of those big, huge Amish sheds because they're like $7,000, and I should be able to fit everything I want to fit in there. I don't really have a need for a barn. You know, maybe in 10 years it'll be a different story, but as of right now, I just don't want to spend that kind of money.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but yeah, you have room to grow. That's the important thing. And then eventually that barn can have an antenna on top of it.
What I would like to do is I do have a couple trees to the south of me. I would like to, my basement's a long ways away too. I don't even have a desk anymore. But I would like to get either a wire in the trees over there and then like bury coax to it and some conduit or do some kind of vertical that is like permanent and I can just have a connector in the basement and hook up whatever radio I may have and just jump on the air. But like I said, that's a long ways away too because the basement, I got like my workbench set up and my shelving, but like we still got to clean the floors because they still have like new build dirt on and all that crap. So there's a lot of projects to do. That's why I'm interested in another portable rig.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is your basement's probably not finished, and, ours isn't going to be either. My wife's already thinking, like, she wants to have stuff down there, and, like, she's like, I'm surprised that there was an outlet there. I'm like, no, when the builders just make it nice and blank, you know, they're not going to do the basement. It's like, so you got to, you know, if we ever want to finish the basement, it's like, we're not going to be able to finish the basement the first year. They're like, we're going to have a year of expenses, so we're not going to do anything crazy like that. But she's going to need some space because she's got a lot of little projects where she's going to lay things out and stuff like that. So I go, well, you just put a table down there or something for now.
Yep, exactly. There's no such thing as, you know, new house, no projects, everything's done. You move in, and it's like, oh, we gotta do this. Like, the first week we were there, I had to buy a generator. So now I've got my electrician buddy coming tomorrow to install a backfeed plug on the outside and a switch and all that fun stuff. So the next time I lose power for 3 days, all I have to do is get out my generator and start it, and it's gonna run the whole house minus the air. So, yeah, there's always fun things to do when you get a new house or an old house. It's just never-ending expense.
Yeah, I should do something like that, hook up the generator thingy or whatever. So, is it pretty hard to do? They just come in and they just, like, put a switch, and then you pretty much have to run a plug to it, and then the generator's outside somewhere?
It's not that hard. You definitely got to know what you're doing because it's 240 volts, and you got to tie in a panel, and you got to add breakers and stuff like that. But a good buddy of mine I grew up with, he's an electrician, so I'm like, hey, you know, I got the beers. I'll cook you dinner. I'll fix your drones. You're going to do this. It's going to take you 30 minutes. But, yeah, so it's a 30-amp round plug, like, for campers that's on the outside in a weatherproof box. So, and then it ties into your panel. So if you ever lose power, you turn off your main, the generator breakers, and then you plug in the generator with a 30-amp, you know, it's like a big extension cord, like for 240 volts, and then it all just feeds into your existing breakers, and you just have to turn off the ones that you can't run, like your air, because it'll trip the generator. But if you got a big enough generator, then you're good. But mine's only 7,500 watts, so based on how I sized it, it'll run literally everything I have except for my air.
Roger that. All right, well, you're getting into the fringe area, I think, of your coverage, so I don't know if you want to go now or go one more round, but you're starting to get the popcorn.
Yeah, I figured. I'm at Huff Road, which is just south of Elmont, and I lost probably 20-30 foot of elevation, so I kind of could tell when I was starting to get out of the range there. I'll jump on the dog when I get home after I get settled in and get the kids all situated and whatnot.
to hear about Sean's amp, too. I wonder if it, 80 watts, that seems like a lot for UHF, but that's kind of cool. All right, talk to you later. KF Ada.
They're both 5 and 80 out. The VHF's an older Mirage, and the UHF, I don't know what brand it is. It's newer. Anywho, I'm just rolling up on the house now. I'll grab it, pull it inside the house, and try to get an idea of what it is.
Neato.
I'll be UHF.
All right, talk to you all later. KF Ada.
NKPP. Hope you guys all had a good day.
I won't say it's been a productive day, but it's been a day.
Now, today is my birthday, so I totally did nothing except what Wally wanted to do today.
Happy birthday, and it's Wally's world, so yeah, you can do whatever you want. So hopefully one of them was not being in traffic.
It was not. Everything that I wanted to do was not traffic, although I might have just ruined myself on this one, because I ran out of doggy food, and I'm running to Myers at 4:45 over here in the land of no stoplights. And stop signs to go to Meijer. So I might be made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't know if you're at the 23-mile one or somewhere else, but yeah, the whole area over there is traffic central.
Yeah, well, the 23-mile one, you're talking, I'm assuming you're talking about Chesterfield. That is all in preparation for our Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, I saw that they were putting a Chick-fil-A in. I'm going to be about, like, 3 miles from it when I finally move on the other side. But they've got construction on the other side. It's not fun.
No, but I know it's a big construction project. They did some work on the train tracks. They re-concreted everything. They added an extra driving lane. They did all sorts of things that, you know, everybody hates construction. But when it's all said and done, it's usually good for a while. So at least to make things a little bit nicer and a little bit smoother. But I guess they're expecting this Chick-fil-A to be quite populated.
Yeah, the one on Hall Road was, you know, backed up into the road before. I've never had them before, and from what I heard the description of it, it's all fried in peanut oil, and I don't know if that would settle well in my stomach.
Their chicken is actually pretty good. Their chicken sandwiches are, they're grilled, not breaded. They've got a nice taste to them. Things of that nature, but it's pretty good for fast food, but I don't think I would wait in the line 15 or 20 minutes for it. You know, I wouldn't do that, but I mean, if I was hungry and, you know, I could pull in, pull out, I would favor it, but not waiting 15, 20 minutes in the traffic line for, a chicken sandwich. That's not worth it.
Yeah, I figure if I never have it, then I'll never get addicted to it, so that's why I don't go.
Yeah, we had a place down in Georgia for a while. My wife used to work down there, and but down there they weren't nowhere near as crowded, and so that's where I kind of got used to them, and it was good. But like I said, it wasn't worth a wait that long. So yeah, probably right. Yeah, you don't want to get addicted to it because then you're going to be there. But at least you got a two-way radio; you can talk to us.
That's true. But I like going to that Panera Bread over there. That's pretty good, and my kids like that, so it's a little bit better for them. But yeah, I'd probably go to the Panera Bread than the Chick-fil-A. I don't think they would finish the food. Or, not used to it, I guess. But,
I will have to try it though once just to say I did. T-shirt.
There you go. Still Sean's line. Get the T-shirt.
Yuppers. All right, I'm going to head out here. I got to figure out what we're going to do for dinner. So enjoy your drive. Hopefully you don't have too much traffic there. And I think Captain Don's going to come on the radio a little bit later, but we'll see. I'll listen out, though. KF8S.
Take care, Dave. Hope all is well.
Hey, KPB.
Heard you, Captain Don. You're a little scratchy, though.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
Into it.
entry is over here at 22 in Shelby, so I'm between the Warren repeater and the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the tree's probably sucking up the signal.
Well, very good.
Very good. Like I said, name here is Charlie. Up here in Marysville. And thought I'd give a shout out on the system to see how it's working.
I think it's sounding pretty good. I'm just running on these high tension lines here over by the old, what is this ship plant? It's 22 in Shelbyville. By the old train tracks, like the old Ford grounds.
Very good. All right, well, I'll let you get back to driving. And, I'll be listening here for a little while.
Yeah, just stuck in traffic trying to make it back to Memphis. And got to be there by 6:30, and doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon.
It's that bad, huh? Heck, you still got about an hour.
Well, I didn't want to take the Van Dyke Freeway because I know that's all clogged down, too. I'd have to hit it off of Hall Road, and I hate Hall Road. So, oh, look, it's moving. I like that. Yeah, so, this is my occupation, just sitting here driving.
Yeah, I work in Roseville, and I usually get out any time between 2:30, 3 o'clock, and due to that northbound battle on I-94, man, it can be hectic. I can't imagine how bad it would be around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
I was actually coming from 14 and Stevenson over there by Oakland Mall. And if I live in Memphis, I'm like, oh, I'll just go down Ryan Road. Well, that was a wrong idea.
Yeah. Well, you get on 94, man, if you're not doing 80 mile an hour, you're going to get run over. It's crazy how fast that highway is. Even in the morning, I'll be running 75 and they're passing me like I'm standing still. Never see a cop, not one ever. I can't remember the last time I seen a cop on 94 in the morning. And man, people just fly. I'll guarantee you they're 80, 85 bumping 90 mile an hour sometimes.
696 is just as bad, and my maximum speed is 75 because my work van is governed.
Well, yeah, they would run you over. Yeah, like I said, I'll set the cruise at about 73, 75, and you almost got to run the shoulder because even in the right lane, they're bumping you in the bumper, winding you out of their way.
Oh, I get it. Like I said, I work all over. You know, I'm a service tech, so Ann Arbor is my area, Detroit's my area, Clinton Township, Sterling Heights, all that, so I handle like 5 counties. And, yeah, traffic is ridiculous. KC, KJO.
QD8OSD. Yeah, that's a lot of driving. Yeah, that Ann Arbor to Sterling Heights and all over, man, that'd be a lot of driving. I work in a shop. I'm a CNC programmer at a small gear shop. Soon to be bigger. They're getting bought out, and we're supposed to get a lot of people here pretty soon, so we'll end up with a whole bunch more people in the shop, and hopefully they'll take a load off of me where I don't have to run as many machines. I'll just do all setups. Kind of looking forward to that anyway.
I hear you. I've been in Marysville thing for about just under 2 years. Right there off of Gratiot and Allen, right there by the airport.
Yep, I'm just on the other side of the airport. Range in the Smith Creek Road area.
I know exactly where you're at, sir. That's how I get to Port Huron or whatever, Marysville, is I take Smith Creek to Range and then Range down to Gratiot when I feel like going that way.
You're right down the street from me. I'm right here by Gardens Elementary. Just down the street, probably can actually see the school from here, so I'm not too far from the highway at all.
Yeah, I moved out of there in 2018, moved into Memphis, and
Well, I grew up in Yale, north of there. I know where that's at. That's where I went to school and grew up. Joined the service in 1980, and when I got out, I headed down to Texas and stayed down there until 2000. And married, kids, and we ended up coming back here to Michigan. And for the last 24 years, I've been wondering why. Every winter, I wonder why.
I don't mind the winter, just because I like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Not a big fan of snow. I don't mind driving, you know, in the winter, unless it's a big snowstorm. And I don't see as good as I used to, so at nighttime, or early in the morning, trying to drive 94 in that snow, and then, of course, you know, St. Clair County Road Commission, I don't think they even have a plow truck. And when they do, they rarely ever drop salt. So it's kind of a white-knuckle ride from Marysville all the way to the county line, and then it seems like it hasn't snowed at all. You know, Macomb County will have everything gone, salted. It's, you know, wide open road. So once I make it that far, it ain't so bad.
And my last white-knuckle ride was from Bay City all the way back to Memphis. That was a white-knuckle ride, especially those ramps.
I was working night shift for about 6 years down there. I gave that up, came back today, but I'd get out of work at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And oh man, it's just a horrible drive at night when you can't see. So I'm not as young as I used to be, so driving at night and the snow and makes it kind of hard to see. On the way home, you know, Macomb County again ain't so bad, and then you hit the two-track in St. Clair County, and Canadian truck drivers, they drive through it like they're on the beach. You know, they pass you. You got two tracks, and they want to use one of them. Yeah, I'm glad when winter's over, and they're calling for a bad one this year, so, yeah, we'll see. A couple more years, and I'll be pulling the pin, and I won't worry about it anymore.
I got about another 10, 15 years left before I could even think of retiring.
Yeah, I tell my wife 2.5, 3 years would be the most, and she keeps laughing at me. She thinks I'm going to be good for another 4 or 5 years, maybe 6. I think she bumped her head.
My wife's been wanting me to retire for the past 5 years. I'm like, really? I'm only 55, and you want me to retire?
Yeah, you should talk to my wife. I'm ready. I'm so ready to retire. So a couple more years, I'm calling it quits. That's enough for me.
Oh, I get it. I get it. But at least at the end of this month, I'll get a break for a month. I'll be off on medical, so I'm just going to sleep in and relax. Call it temporary retirement.
I hope it ain't nothing serious, but you're going to get fat and lazy in a month, huh?
It's not too serious, but everybody's like, wow, you're doing that? I can't believe it. You know, you got to watch yourself. I'm having disc replacement infusion surgery in my neck by the end of the month.
Stepmother just went through that about 8-9 months ago. Worked out well for her. She healed up pretty quick. You know, for an old woman, she healed up really well. Hopefully, it'll be just as well for you.
I said that the healing goes well, I could go back to work in 2 to 3 weeks, but I'm like, I'll go back in a month. I'm not going to walk around with a C cup around.
No way they can postpone it until January. Would it really be nice not to go anywhere?
The sad thing is I have arthritis in my neck, and I got the whole reason for the surgery is pinched nerves, and it's affecting my job a little bit, so I can't wait any longer.
Yeah, I got you there. I had a slip disc in my back, my lower back, L3 and L4, compressed and slipped. It's been a little while. Man, that is some excruciating pain, pinching on that nerve. I didn't do much about it. I went to the doctor, and they wanted to do surgery, and I'm not into that yet. I kind of toughed it out, and it kind of took care of itself for a while. But every now and then, I'll do something silly and throw the back out. It'll be about 2 weeks of walking plenty and can't bend over, can't do my job, as fast as I normally would. I'll fight through it, but knock on wood, it's been a little while since that happened.
Yeah, it's not a slip disc, it's a deteriorated disc, or they call it disintegrated. So I'm close to bone on bone in my neck in one area, and then I got arthritis and nerve compression in the other part of the cervical vertebrae there in my neck, and it's just making it hard for me to do things, tremors and headaches and dropping things and can't feel things.
Yeah, I can understand that, yep. Yeah, as we get older, man, things don't heal up like they should, Knock on wood, I don't have too many health problems. I'm fairly healthy, actually. Just the typical, older guy, and joints ain't working right, a little sore every now and then. On the right shoulder, I had to reach up under a machine about 2 weeks ago. I had to bend over. I was on my hands and knees and had to reach up in this machine with my right arm way back up in there. And, man, I think I pulled my damn shoulder right out. It's still pretty painful, but I'm able to move my arm, somewhat. Can't get it over my head yet, but at least I can get it close. I'm so used to that happening that I just fight through it anymore. I don't have anything like what you got, the arthritis and bone on bone, but, man, these pains, they come awful fast and tend to stick around a while. One of these days I'm going to hang that pin up and I ain't going to worry about it. I heard something and I'll be sitting in my chair watching Oprah or something.
Yeah, the silly thing is I had rotator cuff surgery last year. I was off for a month, and now I'm going in for neck surgery, and I'm going to be off for another month. Thank goodness for 30 years of service and 35 days of PTO.
Yeah, you'd rather not use it, but thank God it's there, man.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I have so much vacation time and sick days and floating holidays, and I don't know what to do with it all. I take a week here and some other days off here and there, but besides that, I don't use it for much. I don't go anywhere. Finances do not allow it.
That ain't that the truth. I get 3 weeks of vacation every year. I take the 4th of July week off, and that's it. I usually take 1 week of vacation all year, save up the rest of it for the end of the year, and I'll cash it in before the end of the year. Just take the money.
Yeah, the sad thing is they only buy back 2 weeks of vacation. But this year I'm getting it all up, so works for me.
Well, from what I understand, the company that I work for is getting bought out by a bigger outfit. And this bigger outfit has actually better benefits, a little bit better, where I'll get 160 hours of paid time off. That'll be starting in November. So start November 1st, they'll load me up with 160 hours of paid time off. But they don't buy that, period. You either use it or you lose it, so
Looks like I'll be taking about 4 weeks of vacation next year somewhere.
JCKKL Friday. Yeah, I got five weeks vacation, five floating holidays, and five sick days. If I don't use the sick days, I lose the sick days. So, try to use them where I can.
DD8OSD. Yeah, it's going to be different with this new place. Don't normally go anywhere on vacation anyway. Last couple of years we stayed home, didn't bother going anywhere. And about 5-6 years before that, you know, we took a week and went camping up north. Or 1 year we went out to Maine and stayed out in Maine for a week. And, just we find that it's really... it's more relaxing just to kind of stay home and putter around the house and do a little thing here, a little thing there, you know, nothing major. Just more or less relax and take it easy. And we've gotten to where we enjoy that more than traveling around.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I had a camper. We went camper one time, but that's about it. I gotta go work on it. But, besides that, yeah, I take vacation. I take 1 week vacation religiously every year. I've been doing it for about 10 years. And that's for the Army. I take that week's vacation every year. They call me and do some shows that happen there.
Hey, you're starting to drop out just a little bit there, breaking up a little bit. Yeah, it's getting so expensive to do anything anymore anyway, so... we just, like I say, we just kind of kick back around here. We'll go up to the river and, you know, take some walks along the river. Or we'll go over and grab the grand puppy, get her and bring her over for our dog. My dog and my daughter's dog just absolutely adore each other. So we'll go over there and grab her and bring her over for a few days and let them monkey around and have a good time. But as far as going anywhere and traveling right now, we just, I guess we're getting too old. We just want to porch with our feet up.
Yeah, that's one reason why we don't go a lot of places, is I have my son's dog with us right now because he moved out and he can't bring us. And she's like 10 or 11 years old, so she's used to being around other dogs. You know, so we kept her with us. Because I have my dog, and then my daughter's dog is there. You know, she still lives with us, but she takes her dog to work when she can. So, yeah, we got the dogs, got the cats, got other animals. So it's really not beneficial to go on vacation, really, anywhere.
Yeah, kind of hard to get a babysitter for animals anymore. And my daughter, she had two dogs. She had, what was he, a Border Collie and Labrador. He passed away last year, poor thing. One of the smartest, best dogs ever in my life. We miss him a lot, old Tucker. Man, he was a great dog. Well, then they got this other one. She's this Irish Setter in Labrador. And she's just as, you know, sweet as she can be. Just loves everybody and everything. And her and my dog, he's a pit bull Labrador, the biggest damn baby you ever seen in your life. But those two just absolutely adore each other. And kind of gives the younger pup somebody to play with, because she's still missing her buddy Tucker. And still hasn't gotten used to not having him around. And now with the kids in school and stuff, she's at home all by herself. And my dog's used to it. But their dog, Ellie Mae, she's still having trouble with that. So whenever we get a chance, I'll go over there and pick her up, bring her over. Or they usually go out a lot. My grandson is into hockey. Kid can play hockey. And he's on a bunch of travel teams and that whatnot. So they're busy usually every weekend. So it's... quite often that we end up with the puppy over here, you know, with hockey season coming in, and she'll be over here quite a bit. So
We don't mind. He gives us something to do.
Yeah, my son's dog is an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, and he's being around. Our first dog was a Border Collie mix, and she was sharp as a tack, but she passed away 6 years ago. She was like 14. So my son's dog was all by herself for a while, and she was really depressed, and within probably about 4 months, we got my dog, and my dog is a Mountain Cur Whippet mix. She's all high energy, and my daughter's dog is 10 years old, and she is a black lab pit, and she's a big crybaby.
Yup, just like mine, my old Ollie boy. He's just the biggest mama's boy you'd ever see. Loves his mother, man. Will not get in that bed if I'm in that bed, but the minute I get up, man, that dog is up in there under the covers right next to mama, and he ain't coming out until she gets up. He really took to my wife. Supposed to be my dog, but that didn't happen. But he is one of the, you know, biggest babies. He looks mean, he looks tough, but man, when I walk him through the neighborhood, kids will come right up there and put their face right in front of him. Makes me nervous, you know. He doesn't bat an eye. The rabbits out back, he won't even get up and chase them. He'll sit and watch them. He don't want to hurt them. You know, he'll start walking over there towards them. You know, he just wants to go say hi. Bunnies won't stick around for that. So he, you know, he don't chase nothing, doesn't care about anything, you know. He just wants to be around. But the biggest thing he really likes is going for walks and car rides. Man, that dog loves a car ride.
Yeah, my Mountain Cur Whippet, you know, Whippet's a, like a greyhound, miniature greyhound. And then the Mountain Cur is a hunting dog, so she's got the nose and she's got the speed. And unfortunately, she got a hold of Bugs. And, Bugs didn't get away. So, gotta watch her for that. The black lab pit, she just looks around and just follows wherever you go. As she's attached to my daughter's terrier 95% of the time, and when my daughter's not around, she's attached to mine. KCKGO.
88OSD. Yeah, mine's a pretty good dog. The only time that he gets rough is with me. He knows it's okay to, you know, to really fight. We get, you know, pushing each other, and he'll bite, you know, and my arms tore up and whatnot, but that's the only time he will do that with anybody is with me. None of my friends, when they've come over, he's just docile, you know. He wants you to say hello to him. Got to get him his pets and scratches and whatnot, and then after that, he's fine. He won't bother anybody. But when it's time to play rough, man, he's looking for daddy. And, man, he's had me in the bedroom, in a corner, holding the laundry basket, screaming like a little girl for my wife to come and get him. Because he's trying to take my toes, you know. He's having a blast, but I'm the only one that he'll do that with.
Yeah, my daughter's, Sophie's her name, Sophie. She plays rough, and, you know, she jumps around, and every so often she nips me, but I know it's just out of love. You know, it's not aggressive. She doesn't have an aggressive bone in her body. Unless you come to the house, and she don't know you, she don't like you. Besides that, she just, you know, she just plays rough. And then my dog, Delilah, the Whippet Mountain Cur, she swears that she has opposable thumbs on those front paws, because she has that new claw like a thumb, and she latches on. And she's strong.
You know, that's funny about the way your the pit and lab is. Mine's the same way. Outside, if he don't know you, he's good to go. You know, you can come walking in my backyard, and he'll run up to you, and he'll look like, you know, he's going to bite you, but he won't. He'll just get up in there and have that little whoop whoop, until you reach down and let him sniff you and you can pet him. But if he doesn't know you and you walk in that back door, man, you better hold on. I don't know what he would do. I don't know if he would get vicious or not, but my sister walked in the back door one time, and he didn't apparently recognize her, and he's just about ran her out the door. But when he's outside, he's just as cool as can be.
Yeah, my wife dog, the Border Collie mix, that was Mama's dog. Mama, 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 all the way. It was supposed to be a family dog. He attached to my wife like Velcro. And my wife used to take her for walks, and he was very protective over my wife. You mess with my wife, that dog would walk on you like a pit bull. He had that type of bite. He was a Border Collie, but he was strong. And he used to carry around logs and everything else like that. So, I think it's just that they can read if you're a good person or not. That's how I see it. And all three dogs, if they're fine, you're walking with them. But if you present a threat, they're gonna protect you.
Yeah, I've never really tried to play that game of, you know, beating up Mama to see what he would do, you know. We've never done that, because I don't know what he would do. And I really don't want to find out, because I said, when we play rough, and sometimes it hurts, you know. He'll latch onto my forearm with that mouth of his, and he's never drawn a lot of blood. You know, he scratched you and stuff like that, but, man, he can bite, and like the other dog there, he's strong. Man, is this dog strong. He's nothing but muscle, you know. But thank God he's the way he is, because he's such a docile dog around the house. The only thing he does, and I've heard that pit bulls are good about this, is the way he'll bite at you, like with me, you know, he'll go to bite my stomach, and he doesn't bite, he pinches with his front teeth. Man, does that hurt.
Herding dog, she would literally round them off again on my driveway and circle them and put them into this little holding area. And she would not, she tried leaving, she came up and she hit me on the heel. Move back in there. You were literally part of her flock. So that was always funny to watch.
My daughter's dog, Ellie Mae's that way. Her and Ollie, when they go out and play, she's always nipping at his ankles. Always running up behind him, grabbing him by the back ankle. And then the fight's on, and then they're rolling in the grass, and they're bouncing on top of each other, standing up, fighting each other's faces, and they'll go round and round and round for hours. And then when they're done, they'll come in the house, and one's on one end of the couch, the other's on the other end of the couch, sound asleep. Until the nighttime comes, and then Ellie Mae wants to go out that door about every 10 minutes to check for bunnies.
Yep, that's all mine. That's all Delilah and Sophie are. You know, I come in the house, and Delilah, she's got legs like a kangaroo. That's why she's a kangaroo. And she will go from a sit, she can jump 6 feet just from a sitting position. And then Sophie, being the big lug that she is, she's like a bull in a china shop, and they just land basically against the door when I walk in. And then they go outside and they wrestle and wrestle, headbutt each other, body slam each other, roll around in the dirt. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we've thought about getting another dog for him, but I think he would get too jealous if we had another dog to have to deal with. And so it's kind of good that we have Ellie Mae to go and bring over every now and then. And like I said, they absolutely adore each other. I mean, you would think they were married. It's just funny. Both of them are black. Ellie Mae has a small white patch on her feet. But that's about it. Now he's the black and white, you know, with the white chest. They have that key and a white. And they just absolutely adore each other, man. It's kind of fun to watch them. If you tell him, hey, you want to go see Ellie Mae, man, he's ready. His tail is a wagon, and he's ready to go right now.
Yeah, when I have, well, my wife and I have all three dogs, my son's dog, my daughter's dog, and my dog, there's usually very little space on my bed at night, because my dog curls up on my side of the bed up by my pillows. That's where she sleeps every night. My son's dog, Isabella, like I said, she's 10. She lies on the comforter at the bottom of the bed, and then Sophie finds a spot and just spreads eagle and takes up rest of the bed. Her being 50, 60 pounds, I have no place to go.
Yeah, I've been joking for a long time. I haven't slept next to my wife, and I couldn't remember when. So when we had the Chihuahua being, you know, that was his spot right between us. And Ollie boy, he'll get up there very rarely, you know, not as much as he used to. But the older he gets, the less he'll go into bed when I'm up in there. But the minute I'm up, man, you can hear him. I'll be in the bathroom and I can hear him going down the hallway. Up in the bed he goes. It's like, well, I guess I'm not going back to bed today. I guess I'm up for the weekend now. So enjoy, Ollie.
Yeah, I'm staying here. Like I said, I bring Delilah in the bed with me when I go to bed, because my wife goes to bed before I do. And I'll plop her on the bed. She'll curl up between me and my wife. And then she'll bury herself underneath the cover. She'll sleep there for a while. And then she'll get up and then she'll pop on the floor and sleep under the comforter that's drooped on the floor. But then when I get up in the middle of the night and come back, no place for me to lay down. So I just kind of like wrestle myself. But I squeeze in there. Okay, go get you.
Yeah, she's telling you, grab a blanket, old man, and hit the couch. This is my spot.
Yeah, like I said, when I'm home, I'm usually sitting on the couch, and she's curled up right next to me in one way or another. She's always by my side. She's always no more than a foot to 2 feet away from me. If I'm in the kitchen, she's at my feet in the kitchen. If I'm in the backyard, sitting on a chair, she's laying by me by the backyard. Yeah, so she's attached to me like Velcro, but I wouldn't have it out of the way. She's my rule. You know, and now that I'm going to be off for a month after my neck surgery, she'll be by my side again every day on that couch and will not move.
Ain't nothing like a good dog, I'll tell you that. Ain't nothing like it. I know some people are just not animal people, but we are. We've had cats. We'll never do a cat again. I like cats. I like other people's cats. You know, I don't have any problem with cats, but we don't have a big house, and we had three in here. We moved our daughter up here. I don't remember what year it was. Actually, she's married now with a couple kids, but she was in Texas, and we moved her up here, and she had a cat, Mr. Bob, and he's a long-haired black cat. And then we had two cats anyway. We had a calico and another black and white. And then we ended up with three, and it was just too much, you know, it was just too much. Cat boxes, you know, you had to stay on top of them things every day, you know, and it just got too much. So when the last one passed away, we said we probably won't do any cats, but we'll always have a dog. I like having a dog around. Another Peter, KD8OSD, I'll be standing by.
Sorry about that, I got a phone call.
Okay, no problem. And you should be getting close enough. Just take care and enjoy the chat. We'll catch you later. KD8OSD.
KD8OSD, 73 from KCKJO. And yes, I'm almost close to my Boardman and Kreiderman, so about 5 minutes out. 73 for now.
My friend, 73.
W8FU.
Are you burning the midnight oil?
Well, I heard something, but I was over on the other band making noise. When I unkeyed, I caught just the last syllable.
I didn't know there was another band. I said, are you burning the midnight oil?
Not really. I just decided. It was a little late getting out of my site today. And I didn't want to. For some reason, they couldn't fill my wife's script at the pharmacy near our house. And then she needs it. The nearest place they got it is like 6 miles away up the road. No big deal, but I just didn't drive during rush hour, so I said, I'm going to wait until things settle down a little bit. So that's what I'm doing now, running up to 18 and DeQuinter to get her script. Maybe find some chow while I'm out. Other than that, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here playing with my Moto Pro customer programming software. Trying to see all the other little tricky things I can do with it. So, trial by force, you know how it is.
Yeah, a lot going on there. I admit that I've learned enough. I can program anything I need to in Moto Turbo, but I don't enjoy it, so I don't venture into it often. And I'll be the first to say, if I can borrow a code plug from somebody and just, you know, doctor it up to my liking, thumbs up, I'm golden.
Yeah, that's probably, there's a lot of intertwining that happens here that you have to pay attention to, so. But, you know, I don't know why I'm doing it, probably just for the, as you would say, the t-shirt. Like, I put all the GMRSs in a zone, you know, all the different possible, what, there's 7 of them maybe. I did all those. I put all the FPPs. I set the wattages right, so. It's all in there in case I ever need it. So, although it might be a zone that never gets used, so, but I know nonetheless, it's all in there. So that's what I did. PyStar Talk Group 1, PyStar Talk Group 2, All-Star Node, I got a couple of those, the Dell Weiss, and of course the good old-fashioned PyStar. So did all of that, got it all set up, CMC's repeater, which doesn't go anywhere nowadays, and what else? Oh, the Elk one. So it's all fun. I like doing it. So seems to be more and more people chatting on 5.1 and 5.2 digital lately, so that's kind of nice. There's some guy at Macomb Community College chatted with the other night, and he was trying to get it to talk to China, and I told him, I don't think they're going to let you do that. So that was kind of a nice conversation.
No, big waste of time. I listen around to some of these, like 3100 and these other groups, and, you know, it's fun for about 3 minutes, and then it's just endless radio checks, meaningless conversations. I don't blame them for shutting all that down. So, anyhow. And, you know, they have a mission on their network, so they like to keep it clean.
You know, I don't blame them either. If it was my repeater, I mean, why would you want that thing blasting all that power, all that time for, you know, something that's not? And, you know, very few repeaters do it that allow you to go in there and actually plug in, you know, Talk Group 3100, as you said. I know the one in Ann Arbor lets you do it, but I think it lets go after 15 minutes or something like that. But that's the only one I've ever found that lets the average Joe go in and, like, connect to the Brandmeister and connect to the talk groups that are super wide. Most all of them are limited, you know, and like that CMC repeater now. That, you know, if you go to Brandmeister, I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but maybe a refresher course or something. But, you know, like there, his repeater hasn't been connected to Brandmeister in, like, 4 or 5 months. So, which is fine. It's his. I got it. You know, that's good. So even when you do tell it to go to those groups that he did give it permission to, it can't go because it's not reporting. So there's always that say, well, that's not ham radio, that's internet radio. So, and there's some fidelity to that, too, in my mind.
I like the idea of being able to go someplace, like if you want to sked with somebody, you know. And let's see, the road, is this 18? I think it should be, yes. Anyhow, I like the concept of being able to go somewhere, you know, sked with somebody you might know. And I used to talk to a guy pretty regularly on P25 Pacific. He was in near Sydney. And he and I did a lot of projects together on the P25NX network. And used to talk to him most every day. You know, you had to get around the time change and all that, but you know, but you didn't leave it up. You know, it would normally camp out on the Michigan P25 talk group and connect it up to the Michigan P25 repeaters, and then you know, and then you would have to steer it there to specifically talk, you know, to somebody, and then it would steer back, of course. And yeah, I don't mind that, but I just, you know, Those groups like 3100, and there's a few others, you know, North America and all that, just listen to them. It's like, I listen for about 3 minutes, and it's like, you know, man, I've heard enough of this. I just, like, this is a whole lot of meaningless. Anywho, I got to pay attention where I'm going here, because I'm not familiar with this Walgreens. I'm going to have to figure out where it's at. Well, now, you know what, I'm further than I thought. This isn't my light. I got a half mile to go.
Yeah, the only place I'd really like to go to is, like, you know, connectivity is over Pawpaw, where I came from. And, you know, talk to Gary and those guys over there, but Gary wants nothing to do with anything digital or anything, you know. He's a older version of you, you know. I mean, I say that as a compliment, you know, and he's the one that helped me in my younger days get through all of this stuff. Very, very knowledgeable, and he's got a real monster repeater. He bought a house on top of a big hill just because it was on top of a big hill, and then he put a couple 100-foot antenna in his backyard. and then he put a 444-475 repeater up there. And to this day, it's still there, still real strong, you know, but you go over there, the only thing that's digital over there is D-Star.
I take it his repeater's standalone. Where am I here? I don't think they have a drive-through here. I'm going to have to go in. Hold that thought, and I'll be back out here in a few. I just got to go get my script. Anyhow, yeah, I'm just curious if it's standalone or if he'd be entertained all-star. Doesn't even have to, you know, link it up on a regular basis, but you could dial in, right? And it makes a great controller. So, all right, I'll be back in a few after yours. W in a few.
KPP.
I'm back.
That was an amazing short period of time for a Walgreens.
This is a nice new one. I've never seen anyone design like this before. And it's really minimalist. It's like just a pharmacy. I got a couple of things, but it isn't like a big one like normal. So. Anywho, yeah, it was pretty quick. In and out.
I never had good luck when I go to any pharmacy. There's always a line. There's always somebody in front of me that there's always a problem, which nowadays you can't blame the consumer for that. With all the insurance and everything else that messes things up. So I always figured 20 minutes, and it never goes. And then I take this one medicine that they deny every freaking time, and then, of course, I'm the guy that's taking up the 20 minutes. So, but it's the way of the world, I guess. They don't want to pay for anything if they don't have to, and they're hoping you go away.
Yep, no, that's true. We're just switching over. We were at Rite Aid. We liked Rite Aid really well. They knew us, we knew them, and you know, we didn't, you know, they, first name basis, you know, we've seen them outside of work and stuff, you know, at dinner and things like that often, and they knew our scripts and everything. Well, not mine so much, but my wife in particular, and that. And so it's going to be an adjustment. The Walgreens seems a little impersonal compared to the Rite Aid, but Rite Aid is gone, so c'est la vie. I had a choice of I could have went to Kroger right by me, or I could have went to Meijer's right by me, or Walgreens. And things automatically transferred over to Walgreens. I don't know that I'll stay there. It's considerably easier for me than it is my wife because I've only got a couple of scripts, pretty simple ones, so I could easily get those just about anywhere. But I just like the one-stop shopping aspect of it all. So I don't know. We'll give it a whirl. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, I just got put on Part B, and my Part B pretty much says Walgreens only. So I switched from CVS to Walgreens only, so which is fine. I mean, it's about half the cost, like $50 a month less or something silly, and I figured, okay, I guess I'm a Walgreens fanboy now.
Yeah, we'll see. I got one strip. It's really, really expensive, and it's pretty highly specialized. That one I have to get from Walgreens, and not just any Walgreens. They have a specialty pharmacy downtown by the hospital district, and it has to come from there. And they usually deliver it, you know, and it comes ice-packed and everything, and I get that one four times a year, and that had been Walgreens ever since day one because that's the only place they let you get it from. But all my other stuff is just, you know, like Metformin and Torvastatin, you know, if you're real
run-of-the-mill stuff. Let's see, 16 in the Quinter. All this food. I should call my wife, see if she wants something.
Go ahead. I shall wait. AKPP, in case anybody's listening.
I'm listening, but who cares? W-A-R-C-Y.
Have they given you permission to use that line yet? Because they haven't given it to me.
Oh, well, I guess I'll get fined for not having to know that I was supposed to have permission. So if they find me, I'm okay with it.
They will take it out of your FCC licensing fee.
I didn't know there was a fee for that either.
Didn't they get you for the $35 or something? I thought that's what it was.
People are listening.
And she doesn't want anything, so home I go.
Mr. RCY has just joined us.
I heard that. And I'm just pedaling home. I got myself a salad I bought yesterday that I gotta eat today. If I don't, it'll be bad. I hope it's good today. Ooh. Que pasa, Mexican food. Taquiera. Oh, man. Go home, eat your salad, be a good boy. Don?
I ordered pizza from Marco's, and, yeah, that's what's for dinner. It's actually for lunch and dinner. I ate half for lunch and half for dinner, so it's now gone.
I had a Wendy's single hamburger and a Diet Coke, so that makes it all better. John?
I got a Wendy's right at the end of my street. I was thinking about going there, but I can't let that salad go to waste. I paid a few bucks for that salad. It's a pretty good one, too. Just not feeling it. Bought it yesterday and didn't get around to it today, but I can't let it go to waste, right?
I have yet to find a place where you can get a salad that's going to last more than, like, you know, dinner that night and lunch the next day. Anything over 24 hours, you've kind of gone kaput.
Spray it with vinegar. That's what they say. And use it to wash the floor and spray it. So, sounds good. I know what I could tell you, Sean. You know, we had some break-in problems at our office. Change the subject here a tad. And these new lights now. So we put some 12,000 lumen lights. We're going to put them up on our office. And now when you buy them, you just buy the size. And then there's jumpers in there where you can program the lumens and the color. You can go from 4,000 to 5,000 K by moving jumpers, and you can go from 6,000 to 12,000 lumens each just by moving jumpers. It's kind of unique. And they just come in three sizes, you know, and of course the middle lights, you know, 6,000 on the high and 4,000 on the low, and then the little light, you know, but technology. Pretty amazing. I don't know if I told you that or not, but it's pretty cool.
Are they going to be, like, motion activated? You know, somebody snooping around, light them up. You got to light them up and get them on camera and all that good stuff so you can put a stop to it. But, I just can't imagine where you're at having as much trouble as you do. It wouldn't be an inside job, would it be?
No, we don't think so. It's an outside job. They're doing lots of places around there. They've just figured out that little niche of the world, and, you know, we're not, we did talk about this. Yeah, we're not as protected as you guys are, and, you know, as far as with law enforcement and things like that. And of course, they don't expect it. So some bad guys figured it out, and they're having a field day. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, Sean knows the layout of the land where I live, and we have, you know, packages delivered all the time, you know, through all the postal carriers and shipping carriers. And we have our own porch pirates here in our, on our campus, and stuff gets lifted. And I think, well, Sean was here about maybe a year ago and did my, you know, helped me get my radios in line. And since then, we've got cameras now everywhere on every floor. And the rate of stuff that has turned up missing has dropped significantly. There's still some problems, but not as bad as what we used to. And I've only lost one thing in the 11 years that I've been here, so I've been quite fortunate. And what I lost was a care package from DTE with light bulbs, those LED light bulbs and a power strip and a couple other little things like night lights, and that was about it. But, yeah, unfortunately, though, you'd think in a senior campus you wouldn't have that problem. No, we got that problem here, porch pirates.
Yeah, we're, knock on wood, we're pretty lucky, little quiet little corner, and it's been very uneventful. You know, of course, first day I say it, somebody will get hit, hasn't quite been that way. So, all right, I'm just pulling up at home. I got to get inside and figure out if I'm going to be doing my salad or something else. So catch everybody from inside in a little bit. This has been a W8 Fox United production.
Very good. You all take care. I could not even think of a better comeback than that, so I'm just going to let it go. Don, I'll be clear after you're clear. N8K, baby.
You gentlemen have a good night. I'm going to be hanging out on here until about 9 o'clock. I get up tomorrow morning. I got to pick up a rental car, and I got a ton of errands to run. My, like, once every 6 weeks, I got to just go out and do everything I can in one day, plus squeezing a haircut. So everybody have a good evening. We'll be listening. W8RCY.
I still like that call. That is a great call for 153. Have a good night.
I take zero credit for it. W8RCY.
But it fits you like a glove. Good night.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 70.
Y testing. NC0Y testing, testing, NC0Y. Testing once again, NT0Y, testing again, NT0Y, testing, testing. Testing and testing, echo.
Testing NT0Y, testing NT0Y, testing, testing, testing. One more test, testing NT0Y.
NT0Y, testing the opposite direction, NT0Y. Testing the opposite direction, NT0Y, testing the other way on echo link through RF, testing, testing. And testing one more time, NT0Y. NT0Y, testing on the N8 OBU repeater, testing, testing. Adjusting levels again and double checking, testing, testing. Adjusting levels one last time, testing, testing, NT0Y.
Going from echo link to RF, NT0Y.
That is double T.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
ABATR, staring at the repeater antenna.
ABASSZ, listening. Loud.
Okay, I think I got it figured out. I lowered my volume from about 50% to 30% coming into the RF side of it, and that kind of took some of that modulation distortion away. So I think if my audio is sounding good, then I think we're all set. Sounding pretty darn good on this end.
Yeah, NT0Y from WADO. Yeah, I think your audio is a little bit better. It sounded pleasant, let's put it that way, which is it can sound on this form of communication. Actually, it sounds better than DMR. Over.
Yeah. I think analog sounds better than DMR on almost any day of the week. Probably the 8th and 9th day of the week as well. Good. That sounds good. So I think this link is all set and ready to go. What I will probably do is shut it down till tomorrow. I did tell Mike, N8OBU, that we'd just bring it up for the duration of the net tomorrow. Like I said, I'll probably bring it up about 30 minutes before so people can get on it and make sure they can get to it, and then I'll probably shut it off, you know, when I get home from class, since I do have class on Thursdays now. Hopefully I get out sooner rather than later so I can just go ahead and get it cut off in a timely manner. Although I do have remote access to my computer as well, so I could actually cut it off from class too. But good. I'm glad everything's coming through okay. And it looks like we'll be a go.
Okay, yeah, very good, Jay. Yeah, I'm going to work on my radio and see if I got to figure out the H2 and get it into the 991. And then also I've got the bow thing, which I was playing around with this afternoon. It was giving me a hard time. So I don't know if I ever told you, but I was trained by a DMR radio when I was younger. And it actually does have a very interesting sound quality, and I heard it in the other room, and I was a little bit startled by it. So the DMR radio is, the audio is pretty good, but this sounds fine, analog sounds fine. Okay, 73, and we'll look for you. I'll be around tomorrow. Al and I will be over at 2121, starting at maybe 1:32 to put the connectors on, and then we're going to stick around for the meeting at spot. MT0YWAEO.
Okay, great. Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to make either of those things. Thursdays are just going to be like that for a little while. But look forward to the ones I can make, and I'm happy that people are going to be there and things are getting scheduled, so it's great. I am going to make one last adjustment here, so I noticed the radio. This thing's going to be linked like this. I need to try and turn this thing down to low power and make sure I'm still getting out to the Lansing repeater. So let me go ahead and do that real quick and make sure we don't introduce any interrupting bits here. Okay, how do I sound now? At any difference in report, NT0Y?
No, I think it sounds pretty good. You know, not sort of difficult to tell from, but as mentioned just before, but when you first started, I think it's much better than it was. So that's a good thing. Oh, by the way, I have a phone into Mike WHMW, who is generally this location over by Grand Rapids. So he's always sort of concerned about the repeater and wants to know, you know, what's going on. And he's also very generous as far as helping us out. I mean, he has always been there to turn the repeater on when it was having problems. So is there anything you wanted me to say to him? This is WAVO.
Just for academic purposes, I'm going to switch over to EchoLink for this transmission. Give me one second here. Okay, NT0Y here with you on EchoLink. Probably a little bit of an audio difference, seeing as how we're EchoLink to EchoLink now. So I think what we're going to do is that it's probably not a bad idea to decouple the EchoLink from the repeater in some kind of way. That way it's more manageable. You know, the setup right now means that if the EchoLink locks up, the repeater locks up, and then it's all the way up in the alcove, and there's really no way for us to make adjustments. There's no way for us to, you know, reboot something, sort of keying all the way up into the alcove, keying into the repeater cabinet, and then, you know, basically unplugging the thing and plugging it back in, which just isn't going to happen on, you know, 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. So the thought was, if we had the EchoLink decoupled from the repeater, maybe sitting in the shack or, you know, anywhere else where it was more accessible, if something happened, we'd just be able to do a quick power configuration and call it good and not have to call all the way to Grand Rapids. You know what I mean there.
Yes. It must have been around 2014 of this meeting, and that's when they bought the new repeater. And, you know, Mike has been very good about kind of keeping an eye on it, but he's been off in his, you know, working on his business and getting married and thinking about family and so on and so forth. And he always responds when we ask him to. But I know he's going to be concerned about this. I know that he is the major person around the 44.0 net that I believe he fixed up so that we could run EchoLink. And I don't know, at some point you may have to talk to him because it's above my technical knowledge to know the details of this. So I'm just mentioning that I'm going to talk to him, and, you know, we'll see what his response is. So, you know, more to follow. NT0YWADO. Yeah, can I just say I like the beep, Roger beep, on this repeater. It's endearing. I think the only difference in his configuration versus ours is that hard wire into the repeater. And the way this is working right now, it seems to be working rather well. And with, you know, with the EchoLink portion of it more accessible, I think that you know, it would still be it wouldn't be NT0Y, it would be, you know, W8MSU, and then the stuff that's up there right now maybe would move down into the shack, and then it'd just be more accessible for, you know, local, you know, physical accessibility to it, just in case something happens, you know, if it goes on the fritz or something like that. And sometimes I think half the reason it goes on the fritz is because it is hooked to the repeater and the repeater was having some issues. But, you know, like you said, we can get more into it later. But the decoupled EchoLink seems to be the way that people are suggesting to go with it, because it keeps the system separate and they don't mess with each other. So, that being said, test successful, and I guess we'll have to get on the net tomorrow, and it sounds like everything's going to go according to plan. Good audio, wide coverage area, so yeah, again, just in case he's listening, got to thank Mike and 8OBU for being gracious about this repeater, and we should probably put, you know, a sentence to that effect in the script for tomorrow, too. Yeah, definitely. Very, very, very good. Okay, well, we'll see what Mike has to say. And I know he put a lot of work into getting DEX, the IT service, involved in this. You know, it was, he's got a lot invested in it, so I'll talk to him about it. Okay, yes, thank you, Mike, if you're listening, and we will mention to Ann something of that nature. I see that she was on the text talking about, you know, what she needed to do differently, if anything. Okay, 73, NT0YWADO.
Jason, Ed.
Was there another calling station in there? Go ahead, please.
THCBK.
Well, hey there, Dave. You're listening to the EchoLink side of what we'll be using for the net tomorrow night. How does it sound on your end there?
Fair. Not great. Fair. Well, at least it's understandable, although a good bit of distortion.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you have to go at 7:30, if not, come on in. This is WAEL. No, I'm surprised, Dave. It sounds quite good at this end. Go ahead, Dave. Pick up on it and let us know what you're hearing. KHUDK in the group WAEL.
Okay. Well, that's, KHUDK. Well, it's not clean, put it that way. Not very clean at all, and it sounds virtually like the audio levels are being overdriven. Jason comes closer to sounding pretty good, but most of the distortion level that I'm hearing is on your audio, Ed. I presume. Well, I don't know. Are both of you on here via Echolink?
Yeah, Dave. Both of us are on Echolink. Is there a is there a difference in our audio quality between myself and Ed?
No, you're both equally poor, given you know, everything that I'm hearing. It has that off a frequency type of sound. There's a lot of rasp, and it's nothing new. I've heard it off of this, you know, other times when I've been on Echolink during normal net that we've had over the past number of months and years, for that matter. Don't know. I don't know at what level gains are set, etc., etc. But it could be cleaner. Put it that way. But Jason.
Okay. Yeah, I was hearing some of that myself. So actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust the volume heading from Echolink out to the radio and then out to the repeater. And if I adjust the volume, I'm going to say a number. And I want you to go ahead and tell me which number sounds best to you. So the number right now is 50. And I am going to take it down to now 45. And from there, I will go to 40. Here's 40. And down to 30. Here is the number 30. And right here is the number 20. And here is the number 10. Do you hear any discernible difference between these numbers?
Well, I do, but I would like to say I would like to hear better. The raspiness continued through all of them, although once you got to 20, that was the cleanest of all of them, but still not real clean. And I know I'm not making myself clear, but yeah, I'm going to say it's raspy. Don't know. Again, it has that typical station off frequency type of sound, you know, when the audio is right on the band edges of the pass band. Also on FM, it you know, it's borderline over deviation. It'll give you that same sound. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Yeah. Understood. I'll have to play with it a little bit more and see what I can change. I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head. I'll have to do some reading on setting Echolink levels a little bit better than I have, which is to say that I've basically browsed the online documentation for maybe a day or two. So it looks like I have some more learning to do on it. I'll see what else I can come up with.
Yeah, okay, I understand, Jason. Well, I wonder if, what are you, you're actually transmitting on, an HT or a cell phone or your computer, or how are you interfacing with Echolink?
So the setup for me for Echolink is just from my cell phone. The cell phone goes over the internet to, basically a computer at my place. The computer at my place is connected to a DigiRig, which is then connected to a radio to get back to the repeater.
Okay, understand. Yeah, lots of things in the chain. Okay. What do you hear? Ed, are you still with us? What are you hearing? Go ahead.
To my untutored ear, I think the audio is so much better than it's been on the repeater as we've run the net, you know, week after week, that I'm having a hard time finding anything to be critical of. I hear a little bit of, you know, what could be raspiness, but I'm so impressed with the improvement in the audio all I'm not an aficionado anyway, so, I'll just stand by and listen. I got to play with my radio to make sure I can get this repeater into the memory. So, let's see. Over to you, Dave, KUVK and the group. This is WAEO standing by.
Okay, WADO MK0Y, KGVK, okey-dokey. Yeah, understand, and you're absolutely right. No, yeah, there's no question about it, because I can remember times Echolink inputs, et cetera, on that repeater at my end, totally unreadable, just badly distorted. And one thing I want to try, Jason, real quick, I understand what you're doing. Let's do an audio. I just want to see if it's deviation related at all. You can reduce your mic level, as you know, by just on your phone. Getting further a little. Let's back away from the microphones that are actually on that phone, and I want to see if it cleans it up at all. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, absolutely. KGKMT0Y. So this is me back considerably away from the phone. I have probably 9 inches to 1 foot between myself and the phone at this point, where before I was speaking with about maybe 3 inches in between. How does this sound now?
That's a marked improvement. Yeah, a lot of the raspiness just faded away and took it out of the clipping range. So we don't know, of course, what is actually generating the amount of deviation or clipping that might be involved, but that is a marked improvement. Let's do one more thing and move it back even a little bit further, assuming you're at 10 to 12 inches. Let's try around 15 to 16, somewhere in there, okay?
Yeah, understood, Dave. KGKMT0Y, this is probably 15 to 18 inches away from me now, where before it would have been about maybe 9 to 12 inches. How does it sound now?
Yes, KGVK. Okay. Well, it does sound it does sound distant. So I think the for you, that nine to 12 inch point is fine, and as long as you don't talk loudly, I think it's pretty clean. I'm not trying to be a perfectionist here, but if one comes in to the devices with too much audio gain, then I think that's the point at which the distortion is being generated. But much better at that 9 to 10 inch point.
Yep, understood, 100%. That's right, your programming. Never mind then. I'm looking for, so ultimately the goal is that I want the system to be set up in a way that people can put their face wherever, and they're not going to over-deviate it and, cause audio problems for everybody else. So I want to say that when I use Echolink and I get out to other repeaters, I do have to hold it closer to my face. And that could be something in my settings between the computer, the digital interface, and the radio. Maybe I need to look into some radio settings here.
Yeah, I think you're onto something, and let's see what we can, let's see if I can generate the same thing. Let me get on my cell phone and log into Echolink, and I'll give you a call via Echolink. You can hear what I'm hearing, okay?
Yeah, understood, and I will go ahead and switch over to RF so I can hear that side of it. I can hear... Echolink to Echolink is perfectly 100% clear, like a phone call, which I guess is to be expected. So I'm going to switch to RF so I can hear you on that side.
KKGVK, very good. Okay, I'm going to plug in now, and next time you hear me, hopefully, if I do everything right, I'll be on Echolink, and you can get a sense of maybe hearing what I hear. Okay, I'll call you here.
Okay, I'm on RF. I'm just monitoring on RF. I'm on my HD now.
Hey, guys, can I ask, what's the purpose of the DigiRig interface? Why do you need a DigiRig interface?
Hey, sorry for interrupting. This is NC. The DigiRig interface is just the interface between the computer and the radio. It serves as both the it breaks everything down to one USB cable for both serial and
Yeah, I know what a DigiRig is, but why do you need to be going into a why are you going from Echolink into that and then out to a repeater? Why don't you just connect directly to the repeater with Echolink?
This is not our repeater. It's just one we have permission to use for a net on Thursday night. So we're trying to make sure we set up for that net. So we do not have access to the repeater site. This is a remote setup.
Okay, I understand. Well, you're going to have, I mean, it's like making a copy of a copy. So you're going to go from one codec to another codec. It's not going to sound good, but good luck. KF Ada.
Jason, I don't know what happened, but you're completely out of the repeater. NT0YKGVK. I'm still trying to get into Echolink, so stand by. Yeah, NT0YKGVK, for some reason. It says I'm connected, but I am not getting a response from there. From Echolink at all. I'm not sure what's going on here. I'll keep trying. Are you back on the repeater yet?
Yeah, Dave. Are you connecting to NC0Y-R? If you're connecting to W8MSU, that is just going to the East Lansing repeater instead.
Okay, your audio is so far down, but I understand. No, I'm connected to W8MSU. Should I not be?
That's correct. You should not be. You should be connected to NT0Y-R.
Okay, stand by. I'll see if I can do that. I got to find you here and do it. I'm not an expert with Echolink either, but hold on.
KEGVK, NT0Y. Hearing you pretty nice on this end, actually. It's clear that it's not ARP, but you know what? It's not bad. Perfectly readable, good levels. I wouldn't complain. What do you say, Ed?
Generally speaking, most including myself, you know, through the years, but most people have a tendency, I don't know if it's just the human nature to eat the microphones or, you know, climb into or onto or as close to as possible the microphones, and that's really not a good practice, generally speaking. So, and anyway, yeah, the link kicked me off of, I'm not connected to Echolink here at all now. Totally, you know, kicked me off of it, and I don't know why that happens from time to time. I was going to give you a little more audio, but you think it sounds pretty good then for you at your end, right?
KGVK MT0Y. Yeah, I would say that that's more than serviceable for, you know, 30 or 45 minute net once a week. I think for now that'll do the trick. You know, your audio on the MSU repeater over Echolink has always been a little bit, actually very low. And so, you know, in this situation, your lower audio that you usually have,
spend the entire afternoon and evening there, but okay, Well, good luck on getting that thing programmed. I understand. I feel your pain. See ya. 73 W8EO from K8GVK. 73.
Okay. Well, Alan and I are going to see what, you know, how the club meeting goes, and we'll give you the full report. So, okay, 73 for now, and we'll talk to you soon. K8GVK, W8EO.
Okay, good night, Ed. Take care.
Hey, ZLD, come on.
Good evening. This is Tim, AD8JL, connected via Echolink. There was a guy yesterday I think it was, trying to get in via Echolink and having problems. So I thought I would test and see what the audio levels are on Echolink. If there's anybody else listening out there and could give me an audio report real quick, I'd appreciate it. Again, Tim, AD8JL.
Hi, Tim. I am able to copy you. Your signal is strong into the computer. Well, I guess if you're on Echolink, of course. But the audio level seems okay. The audio quality is a little muffled. It sounds like it's narrowband FM with its usual problems. But clearly audible. Over.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. I appreciate that. Yeah, nothing fancy here. Just a straight iPhone with Echolink software. Nothing fancy. But this guy yesterday, his audio was almost completely inaudible level-wise. And his call sign started with an M. I could look up what it was, but the accent wasn't helping anybody. And he insisted on talking for, like, minutes at a time. And it's like, dude, no one can hear you. And we kept telling him, no one can hear you. So I just wanted to do a quick check to make sure that there wasn't a problem with the repeater's Echolink system. Sounds like it was 100% his guy. And the way he was just going on, it didn't sound like he was a real engaged person to begin with. So I'm not surprised by that, but I thought I would take the effort and double check and make sure. So thank you very much for the audio report. I greatly appreciate it.
That's him. Yeah, like I said, it's pretty clear. It has appropriate levels. You know, the audio control on my radio is, you know, set maybe at 60%, 75%, which is about usual for this radio. And you have, you know, plenty of modulation or deviation. As I said, the articulation is just a little bit muffled, but that's not, that's just a characteristic of, I think, the, you know, Echolink in the, you know, various digital codecs and stuff between you and I. But, yep, the level's fine, so I agree. It's probably, as you described it, something on his end.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you very much for that. Honestly, I've never heard an Echolink connection where it actually sounds good. You can always tell it's an Echolink because of the slight delay. But it's like even the audio that comes through on Echolink never seems to be good. And I doubt everybody's repeaters does a poor job of handling Echolink. It just must be something, maybe the codec they use or something like that. I don't know. But as long as it sounds normal for Echolink, that's all I care about. So I didn't catch your call sign or your name. Like I said, my name is Tim, call sign's AD8JL. Thank you very much for getting back to me. That's all I was looking for. Appreciate it.
Very good. No, I agree on the audio. It's, like I said, it's a factor of, you know, the characteristic of Echolink. The call is K8BB, Kilo 8 Baker. Name is Don. I'm in Pontiac. Very good, Tim. I know we've talked before, but infrequently. I'm not often on. But good to hear you, and yep, take care,
KPD. Sound good. Thanks for that. And I'm mainly replying just to tell you how much I hate you because of your call sign, or I really should just say wildly jealous because of your call sign. I looked into changing over to a 1x2. It actually came out, a 1x2 that I was interested came up, but I missed the day and didn't get a chance to. One of these days I'm going to have to see about switching to a 1x2 because I'm wildly jealous. Anyway, thanks for coming back. Hope you have a good evening. I look forward to talking to you in the future. AD8JL.
K-A-T-O-T.
I don't know who that was. You're extremely noisy coming into the repeater. You're really just not making it into the repeater. 88JL.
Good evening, 22 hours, mostly clear, 63 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 62 degrees.
Well, we posted today, the plant manager, that the next luncheon for the month of September is the 19th. Except for he picked the food thing, it's going to be all Mexican, and you have to put your name on what you're going to bring. I didn't really look at it, the list, but I seen like olives and tamales or whatever, and I don't eat either of them.
How many people usually attend that kind of thing?
What was that?
How many people do you normally get to go to those luncheons?
Well, it's just for your shift, so there will be 2, 3, 6, 9, maybe 10 people. So that includes maintenance and, you know, supervisors.
Oh, that's not too bad. It's like a potluck kind of deal then.
Yeah, they do it once a month. Sometimes it gets a little old, but you know.
Yeah, Cheryl's just saying she's been in this art club with the same people for 45 years. Every couple of weeks they get together and, you know, do the potluck thing. They, you know, they switch off houses and play cards.
Then
it definitely gets old.
Yep, I agree. So I walked around as I was filling my feeders and spotted where they put all the cameras, the new cameras. And they even put them up on the second and third deck. I just kind of chuckled. When they had see up on the third deck bending over, hooking up hoses.
I know you can take chips and sauce for a couple bottles of Pepto Bismol.
Yeah, for real, right? I will be honest with you. I did bring in a bottle of Pepto Bismol in here and had it in my locker. This is like the first year I worked here. And, Benny, old man Benny, and Dawn, between them two, it was drink.
There are things you find in old people's lockers.
I doubled when you carry it. Sharon said that she has a good recipe for a cheese dip, if you're interested, a Mexican cheese dip.
Yep. Actually, sounds like a plan.
she'll pick up the recipe for you. It was basically some Velveeta, a can of Rotel, and some other stuff.
Oh, cool. She's got pencil and paper. I'll give her my phone number, and she can text it to me. And then I can talk to her more.
Hey, Mike, just text me Carrie's number, and I'll give it to Sharon.
Sounds like a game plan to me. It gets us both out of it.
Yeah, so supervisor's walking around telling him, put cameras up all over, so I didn't tell him, I already knew. They'd already told me, and all Grace did. I said, he's like, yeah, so if you need to use your phone, go into the break room or outside or a bathroom or whatever, just don't do it on the floor, because I don't want to hear it. And he says, ain't none of us perfect. We all do it, including me. So he's like, just try to do it where they can't see you.
Well, who's sitting around watching all the cameras?
Oh, the plant manager. I'm sure he's got it tied to his phone so he can just pipe in and look at it anytime he wants, you know. Yeah, the place used to be really laid back and easy going, and if you were sick, you just called in. They're like, yeah, no problem. Well, they sent that guy to the plant manager to Whitmore Lake, demoted him, and brought this military guy back. And I personally don't have a problem with a guy, even though he does kind of irk me. I mean, you know, here and there. But, yeah, he's definitely running it like, you know, a military base. But before he came, our supervisor was telling us there's going to be some big changes. I've worked with this guy years ago, and it's no fun. You know, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make you do the changes now, so when he gets here, you'll already be used to it. But at that point, you can still be on your phone if your machine was running, but now he acts that. So now you just, now I just walk around and talk to people. Yeah, usually it's the quality lady. She's 66 years old, so she's the one I talk to the most on our shift in there.
Well, that's good. You got to do something to break up the monotony.
Yeah, well, like I say, most of the time you're busy. It's not like you're running, well, Monday was, but that's a different story. Most of the time, you're just steadily busy. You're not really killing yourself unless you're running garbage like I was all last week and Monday. But, yeah, what do you do? It's a job. It still ain't a bad place. I told them to hang cameras wherever they want. I don't care.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, there's a lot worse places out there still, so, you know, you take it as it comes. Our supervisor works with us, and you know what? It really makes a world of difference, you know?
New ideas make middle-class life more affordable. New cap on the price of medicine. Investments in clean energy to bring down costs for families. And while Trump will cut taxes for the super rich, he'll cut taxes for the rest of us. A stronger middle class. A future we can afford. Okay, we must set that fact responsible for the content of this ad.
There's your political ad for the week.
You know, for a minute I thought it was Max chiming in.
I double with you, honey.
Oh, I said for a minute, I thought it, there was Max chiming in. It sounded like his voice.
I was in the middle of playing a game on the phone, and the ad popped in, you know?
Oh, yeah, as always. I get it.
Yeah, it sounded like a Kamala ad. I had to, pardon me, I had to go out of.
Yeah, I'm so tired of that circus.
No kidding.
I don't know what else to call it other than a circus. Sorry, Kerry got home and sitting in the swing across from me, going Mach 90. We didn't even clear with plants or anything.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just wondering if my HD was dead. I'm getting a low battery warning here.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Mike. You and Kerry also. I'm going to clear NAWOT.
Yeah, our dog is spoiled. He thinks there's something in Kerry's bag for him to snack on. And you can hear him in the background. He's just going off. What do you want? He's pointing at the bag with his nose and barking.
The nose does not lie.
So, all right. And he's over here with the barking dog. I'm sure the neighbors love him.